about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
These two young men have attracted a tremendous following among the youth of America with their lyrical interpretation of the world we live in. We think you will find the next hour both entertaining and stimulating.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Rub it in your hand and just gently pull backwards like that. You want to hold it at the top just like that and just pull very gently. You just give it a light squeeze. Give it a toss with my fingertips. Give it a little twist just to help it along a bit. What? Get the juices flowing in there.
Yum, yum. Give me some of that.
It seems like it would be a natural reaction because other people have treated you like your life, like you're incredibly, you know, great and your life is great and you must have. And they all treat you differently than they do normal people. How do you keep your head about that?
Well said, Kevin.
So you've had, would you say, a limited vocabulary due to not a great education.
This is not a party atmosphere at all.
And now.
Let's go grab some of that meat.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean show. It is, according to my sheet, Tuesday, September 29th.
Let's check that again.
It's Thursday,
yes,
the 29th.
Indeed.
Hey, y'all.
Hi, Bean.
I missed yesterday. I was in Nashville, you know, partying.
Like you do.
Like I do.
What happens with Bean is he just gets blackout drunk, and he'll end up like in another state.
Yeah.
He has no idea who
had
with.
No idea he was even going there.
Exactly.
Very confusing.
Yeah.
Very confusing. But I did find my way home, so I'm back. And it sounds like I missed a hell of a show yesterday. It sounds like a lot of fun. But I had to ask because Mama Muggs was on.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I know we just did the recap of that for folks who are listening early this morning. I got to know. What's her? What are her thoughts on the Dodgers? She predicted there's no way they would win. She predicted
it's just
a nightmare season for them. Yet they clinched the division with more than a week to go.
Right, but they've clinched the division for this is their fourth year in a row.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just
first they get to the playoffs. She says they fall apart again.
Yeah.
They can't beat the Nationals.
Right.
Okay. And I saw what you put on social media yesterday. I'm wondering if you brought up to her when you had her on your intentions with her at her son's wedding this weekend.
I did bring that up to her.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. How
it was
did you phrase it, Kevin?
I believe I just said, I'm going to nail you.
Yeah.
You said that to Beer Mug's
literally
mother?
Said
yes.
It.
Yes.
And was Muggs in the room?
Yes.
Yep. Yes.
And he was pleased?
Muggs was laughing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not positive if he was pleased.
All right.
I believe her response was just as wonderful when she said, I wonder if there'll be video of that.
She did say that.
Not only is it
happening, but she's lining up the videographer.
I think she thought you meant you were going to come at her for her views.
Oh,
she
doesn't know the word nail
is.
Oh, so I said it, but maybe she didn't even understand it.
Which will be quite the shock to her listeners.
It really will be.
Won't it?
Right? But I mean, that's the right thing, Bean, right?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
I saw Muggs this morning. I walked in and I just practiced. I went. Because after this, everything changes.
You're in his head.
Well, who's your daddy? You know.
You're going to be his new stepdaddy.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, this is the
worst. It's going to be so fun.
I mean, if you don't mind moving into a house I used to live in, that's fine. It's up to you. But,
come on.
Have a great weekend. But
so, Allie, you don't think she got that message at all?
Not at all.
Oh, what a bummer. What a bummer. We should call her back.
Do you really think she meant there would be video like you were shooting?
No, I thought she was joking about it, though.
She was joking about you coming at her at the wedding. That's why she said she's going to hide from you.
Well, Muggs would know. Ask Muggs. Ask Muggs, because he must have talked to her yesterday. Is Muggs understanding what's happening?
Come into the studio, please.
Yeah, I think we may have to
get
to the bottom of this.
You're right. Maybe they talked about it yesterday afterwards and said, you know.
Man.
Now, is Mama Muggs, Kevin, is she on your list of the five celebrities that you're allowed to have sex with if you run into them in the wild? Like, your wife will be cool with it, right?
I mean, I haven't checked, but I assume it would be cool.
Okay.
Right.
Because seriously, I mean, if you get that kind of opportunity to nail a co-worker's parent.
Yes.
I mean, really, that's
the
best
opportunity
ever.
You've got to do that as a phone topic.
As a phone topic, you nailed a co-worker's
parent. And by the way... where the hell is Beer Mug, by the way?
He just stepped in about one second ago.
Can you imagine that voice? Can you imagine that voice with the sweet lovemaking going on, Kevin?
I told her to shout, go Dodgers. I told her that's what she should shout.
I mean, he literally said that.
Yeah.
To right, Beer Mug's mom.
Right.
You talked to your mom yesterday.
Yeah.
Did she have any thoughts or about the conversation? Does she understand what's going to happen, the punishing she's going to take Saturday night?
Do you think she understood when I said nail you?
She thinks when you said nail her that you meant punch her.
I would never.
Yeah.
What?
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's what she said. Yeah.
Well, that's
horrible. Like you were going to come at her at the wedding.
Yeah.
Not
that's unacceptable. You guys haven't even done it yet. You just had your first misunderstanding.
That makes me sad. I would never punch a girl ever.
Well, Muggs, your job is to say to your mom, hey, yes. I got great news. I clarified at work.
You have to explain
Kevin's
it.
Not going to hit gonna punch you.
Great
He's
news.
Going to nail you. Understand,
it's like a
Mom?
Good news, bad news situation.
Right. Yeah, right. The good news is you're not going to get punched. I'll leave that to
the
somebody else.
The bad news is with his
you're
going to
get donkey punched.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
It's too early for this.
Muggs, cancel the wedding.
It's too early
All
for
you
this.
Can do right now is cancel the wedding.
It's off. It's done.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Muggs, refresh my memory. There's no Daddy Muggs around, right?
Yeah, no, he's here. He's alive and kicking.
What?
But just barely, right?
No, he's a healthy
he's
man.
He's a healthy man.
He's barely hanging on.
I thought Mom was like a lonely widow and
no.
Kevin was
not even
coming
a
along
little
at just the right time.
No, no. Kevin's going to be a homewrecker.
As if it wasn't weird enough. Oh, my God.
I'll ask for his permission.
All right.
And I'm assuming he'll give it.
Yeah, he might.
All right. So everyone's on board then, right?
Yeah, except for the fact that Mama Muggs doesn't know what we're talking about. Other than that,
yeah. Okay.
We're all on board. I thought nail you was so universal that she would understand. I would never threaten to punch somebody.
That's what she thinks.
Well, clarify it. And we want to know how you clarify it, too. I want you to write down the words that you say.
Maybe Periscope.
Yes.
Oh, that's okay. A great idea.
Okay.
Yes.
At the wedding.
Yes. At least video it so that we can put it up on Instagram or something.
Okay.
Or Snapchat. And then make sure that you make her understand that it's not a punch.
Absolutely.
But a donkey punch.
Okay.
No, don't say that.
No.
Don't say that either because then she'll look it up and then she won't be happy.
Yeah.
Just let her know what's going to go down.
Oh, no.
I'll do my best.
Kevin, change that.
This wedding that we thought would never happen now is the only thing I care about.
Right?
There's an open bar, right?
Hell yeah, there's an open bar.
Then it's definitely happening.
It's on.
It's definitely happening.
I can't.
I can. Can and will. Muggs, you're the best. I'm not kidding when I say videotape.
Yeah, I'll get a video.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin DeBeecho, shall we?
Oh, what God. Do you have to lose?
Right? Mm-hmm. Dr. Drew on the show today.
He is a solid, solid person.
That's very true. We're going to talk to Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, Jimmy Kimmel.
He's got some kind of yard sale going on. I believe it's for his Uncle Frank, his late Uncle Frank. Yeah.
I don't know much about this. I don't know what kind of stuff he's going to be selling, but knowing Jimmy, it's going to be cool stuff.
I mean, I saw some of the stuff last night, and it wasn't, top-notch.
All right. Is it literally out of his garage?
Well, I mean, it's like a pinata of Jimmy.
What?
A pinata of Guillermo. I mean, it was just...
Were you at, like, the janky pre-party?
No, I wasn't at a party. I was watching the show, his show.
Oh, okay.
And he was talking about it. So, I don't know. I'm not positive what he's going to... He didn't bring the heat in the tees on the show,
okay.
is all I'm all saying.
Right.
So, we'll have to talk to him about that. You can win $1,000 on today's Kevin and Bean Show, courtesy of the movie Masterminds. We are going to do Bean Makes Us Guess.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to tell you about the new Snapchat sunglasses, which what could go wrong with those?
Oof.
Very excited about that. We're going to talk about Bizarre Foods, the TV show with Andrew Zimmern. I think I said his name different every single time yesterday. You're mocked. People make fun of you for your favorite band. We're going to take your calls on that topic, and we're going to talk sports with Jim Rome as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:54.
In addition to the $1,000 from the movie Masterminds that we're giving away on the program today, we also are going to continue to hook you up with tickets for Panic at the Disco. They're playing the Forum in March. We got tickets for you at 9 a.m. or just after 9. And when you win, you qualify for a trip to Las Vegas to see the show one more time. Winner for that will be announced at 5 p.m. today. So all day long today on K-Rock from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., win your tickets for Panic at the Disco. Get all the details at KROQ.com.
It is 5:54, time for the Showbiz Beat. Ralph is out sick. Here is Allie McKay.
Do you think he's celebrating National Coffee Day? You just needed the whole day.
That seems that doesn't seem. No, I don't think so.
I feel like
vodka day, yes. Bourbon day, yes.
Yeah.
Not a coffee.
Yesterday
day.
When he came in and he said, "If I run out of the studio, it's because I have to throw up."
Uh huh.
But
mm-hmm.
so just keep going.
Okay.
I think maybe that's what it was.
You don't think he was prepping for National Coffee Day?
I don't.
Like setting the tone.
No, I don't, Bean. Thank you for asking. I actually trust that maybe he's sick.
Huh.
No?
It's National Coffee Day.
Right?
I'd take the day off.
Wrong.
Okay. There's some great deals going on today for National Coffee Day.
Okay.
Would you maybe like the best deal first? It's from Krispy Kreme. They're offering a free cup of coffee and a glazed donut to anyone that shows up.
Wow.
Right?
That's
they
pretty
didn't
strong.
Have to throw
except
in that donut.
Except for that one store in Connecticut. Right?
It doesn't say on here, but I can guarantee that one store in
they
Connecticut.
They just don't play along with anything.
No, they are you kidding? National Donut Day? No. National Coffee Day? No. You think they're giving away both on this day?
No.
F you. No. Dunkin' Donuts plans to celebrate the occasion by also incorporating their 66th birthday. So they're going to sell a medium-sized cup of coffee for 66 cents. They're also going to surprise 66 of its Twitter followers with gift cards good for a year's worth of free coffee.
Okay.
Maybe 666. Maybe up it. Your Dunkin'
so you
Donuts,
want it to be
for
666?
God's sake. Well, no.
That's what you're saying.
It's great. Maybe 6,666. I just think surprising 66 of your followers, you have like millions.
Well,
you're Dunkin' Donuts.
It's
step
no Krispy Kreme offer.
It's no Krispy Kreme
sure.
offer. Here's what I love. Starbucks? No.
Nothing.
They're not going to give you anything, but they're hoping that their customers step up to help save the planet. Starbucks will donate a coffee tree for every cup of brewed Mexico Chiapas coffee sold in the U.S. or Mexico. That's nice.
They grow coffee on trees?
Okay.
Nope.
Where do you think coffee comes from?
No, no, that was just a joke. It's coffee.
Where does coffee come from, though?
Coffee beans, I know.
Okay.
I'm aware.
But the beans?
Yeah, I'm aware. I got it.
The ground?
Listen to me. That's a joke. This coffee's in liquid form, so that would be difficult to grow on a tree. You guys, you don't get it. That's the thing.
We didn't get the complexity of your joke. That's exactly it.
I accept your score.
Whew. All right, moving on. This is pretty interesting. I didn't see this as even something that could be possible, but Miley Cyrus says that she made next to nothing doing Hannah Montana. Wouldn't you think Hannah Montana had 5.1 million viewers? Like, everybody was watching that. It's a Disney show.
And it big hand and was on for a lot of years.
You gotta make hand over fist,
and
right?
It was her.
It was her.
She was,
that was
the star.
She was Hannah Montana and the, not Hannah, the twin.
Right.
The same person. Was what it a twin? I don't know. Well, here's what she told Elle Magazine. She didn't grow up spoiled, and she just simply wanted to be on TV and was probably the least paid person on the cast because she didn't know any better. Back in 2010, how much would you think she was earning an episode?
Boy, I don't know. I don't know how you even guess that.
I'll say $50,000 an episode.
$15,000 an episode. Huh. For a show of that caliber.
That's a surprise.
I mean, where was your agent?
No kidding.
At that point.
Wasn't her agent her dad? Her mom or something? Wasn't
Do you think?
I don't know.
His achy breaky heart was pocketing some stuff, maybe? No? Right. Moving along. I don't like the scorn in your face right now. It's not great.
I don't like a lot about my face, but that's all I got.
Oh, all right. Good stuff. Let's go to birthdays. Let's get out of this because there's so much to talk about later, like stuff for Christmas, other coffee deals, Madonna wants to be naked, all sorts of good stuff. Yeah,
whoa,
we'll talk
no.
about that coming up. All of these stars are celebrating their birthday today. Actor Ian McShane is 74. Comedian Andrew Dice Clay is 59. Comedian Russell Peters is 46. Our favorite, Zachary Levi. Is 36 years old today. Happy birthday to Zach Levi. And singer Halsey is 22. I'm Allie McKay, and for Ralph Garman, walking the showbiz beat.
That's conversation off the air is a little dark today, by the way.
Yeah.
we could get out of the gutter for a minute. I'd appreciate it. Hey, listen. We got a feature that we call – don't hit a button yet. We got a feature that we call B Makes His Guess. But before we get into it, I have to ask you guys, what is the definition of a messenger? A messenger is a person who does what?
Brings you things.
I think it delivers things.
Okay. And is
like
the
bike messenger in New York?
Yeah,
that's
what I was thinking.
Yeah.
All right. Is a messenger responsible for the content of the thing that he delivers?
Yeah, don't shoot the messenger. Got it.
So if the mailman...
Yes, he is.
The mailman shows up and he brings you a letter, and that letter says, oh, I'm sorry, you didn't get into your first choice for college. Is it, in fact, the mailman's fault that that happened?
Yes.
He's part of the problem.
Okay. The answer is no, you guys.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
The answer is no.
There was an answer. Okay.
Is not at fault. Therefore, I am not to be yelled at if you disagree with the content of the survey for this edition of Bean Makes Us Guess.
Bean makes us guess, yeah.
Ooh, ooh.
Bean makes us guess, yeah.
Who gets penis slapped?
Bean is a dick.
Pretty dope, man.
Just wanna tell ya.
I am the dumbest human that ever lived.
Now it's time for Bean Makes Us Guess.
Yes.
So what I'm saying is, if you don't like the ranking of this particular category, don't yell at me. Take it up with the fine editors of Entertainment Weekly magazine, because this is their list.
I feel like if you're bringing us their list, then you can bring them our objections.
No, you have to handle that personally. I would like to not be the middleman in this.
I also feel like if he's bringing in the list, he somewhat co-signs it because he thinks it's a good list.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Entertainment Weekly has recently published a list of the greatest TV couples of the last 25 years. The greatest TV couples of the last 25 years. So these would be people that you root for and you're sad when they break up and you hope that they get married and live happily ever after, and you enjoy every week tuning in to find out how they're going to do on this week's episode. Again, so TV couples of the last 25 years. That is the category. Beer Mug is going to be in for Ralph Garman today since Ralph is out. Kevin, as is the want, you get to go first.
Homer and Marge Simpson.
Mm. Homer and Marge Simpson.
Thank you.
How are you saying thank you? You don't even have to make the list yet. Why are you already celebrating when the ball hasn't even left the yard?
Victory is mine. So kiss my behind. Boom, chaka-laka-laka. In your face. Boom.
Thank you, Homer.
Who's your daddy?
Homer and Marge is number 8 on the list.
Wow.
Number 8 of the greatest TV couples of all time. Well done.
Of all time or 25 years?
I'm sorry, of the last 25 years.
25 years.
Okay.
Yeah, so no Lucy and Ricky Ricardo, no Archie and Edith Bunker.
Right.
Yeah, we're more recent than that.
I got it once.
All right, let's hear yours.
Ross and Mother Lovin' Rachel from Friends.
That is number 4 on the list.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Beer Mug gets a point. Miss Allen McKay.
All right. What about Ray Romano and Deborah on Everybody Loves Raymond?
What about them? Sorry, they did not make the list.
Oh.
Kevin Ryder?
Jimmy Kimmel and Guillermo.
Oh.
It's not a...
I'm sorry, no.
Muggs is very disappointed in
me. Right. 25 years.
A lot of very popular shows with characters that people have fallen in love with.
Okay.
I'm blanking.
Dharma and Greg.
Hold it. If that's in the top 10, I will give Beer Mug $20.
Okay. What a pull, by the way. Like, what was
it's
the
a
last
terrible pull, that's why.
What was the last time you even thought about Dharma and Greg?
Allie's up.
Holy crap. I am blanking.
Yeah.
TV is your life.
Yeah,
but I don't watch shows that people would put on this list.
I think you're going to be surprised how many of these shows you have and do.
See, I loved Parenthood, so I'd say any of the Braverman couples. They won't be on this list. So Will and Grace. They weren't even a couple. They should have been.
They were not a couple.
But they should have been.
They were a couple in whatever.
All right, I'm going to go with Sons of Anarchy, Gemma and Clay.
Ooh. I'm sorry now.
Boom. Come on. Oh, what?
Holy. Well, this is hard.
You guys are struggling.
Here. Yeah.
Yes.
Tell us how newish, Bean.
Well,
I mean, it's 25 or 20 years or whatever, but tell us most of the top 10 is.
I will tell you that most of the top 10 is from the past 10 years.
Okay.
Oh,
past
crap.
10 years.
TV couples, according to Entertainment Week.
Oh my God, this is rough. anybody from Melrose Place.
You can't just say anybody from.
You're just naming shows now, but no. But no. All right, let's go around one more time. You know, we may have to bring Christine or somebody who's... A lot of people are, you know, there. A lot of people are weighing in that aren't in this room.
What about Don Draper and Betty? They were horrible together, but...
They were horrible together, so...
Come on!
Do they have to be married?
This.
Or just couples? Married?
No, they don't have
couples?
To be married, no. All right.
Oh, Chandler and Monica!
You don't get another
guess?
You can't guess
out of turn. You just
I'm sorry.
Guess.
Right. Oh, did I guess?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask Christine to come in here.
Yeah, Christine, get in here.
Let's find out what we've been done.
Wait, I have a guess.
All right.
He's disappointed in me already. Glenn and Maggie from the mother effing Walking Dead.
What?
Wow. Christine, you've been listening in the other room. It's been driving you crazy.
You said popular shows, and so I was thinking the first thing that came to my mind was Meredith Grey and Derek Shepherd.
Number six on the list. Wow. Meredith and Derek from TV's Grey's Anatomy.
Christine gets a point.
You got another guess?
This is one of my personal favorites. You guys are going to hate me, but Blair Waldorf and Chuck Bass from Gossip Girl.
That
right?
is
I like
number
it.
13, so I did not make the number top 10.
What
but
about
yeah.
Bean,
I got
Jim
one.
And Pam from
you
The Office?
You can't go out of turn.
You can't go out of turn.
Well, the game's
Christine
over.
Christine wasn't
oh.
even playing, so
now all hell breaks loose.
The game's already over.
I'm going to say Mulder and Scully.
Hold on.
How about that? Lois and Peter. Lois and Peter from Family Guy. Boom.
Slow down.
Wait, okay.
You said there's no rules anymore, Bean. Mulder and Scully.
Jim and Pam is number one on the list of Entertainment Weekly's couples
from The Office.
TV couples of all time.
Zach and Callie?
Jim Halpert and Pam Beasley, number one. Let me just give you the rest
Dave
of the
Dave says Zach and Callie.
Zach and Kelly were number 15, by the way, on the list
from
Saved
Bundys?
By the Bell. All right, let me just read the damn thing and let's get out of here.
Peggy.
Number one is Jim Pam from The Office. Number two, Corey and Topanga from Boy Meets World.
What?
Number three, April and Andy from Parks and Recreation.
Oh.
Entertainment Weekly says
really?
Number four, Ross and Rachel. Yes. Oh, they were magnificent. They were wonderful.
Take
together.
It easy.
Number four, Ross and Rachel from Friends. Number five, and this would have been my personal number one, Coach and Tammy Taylor from Friday Night Lights.
Oh, see, we didn't watch that
show.
Yeah,
no one watched that.
It was an underground thing where they just passed around DVDs.
It was a real show.
You had to meet a guy in a van in a parking lot.
It was on TV.
And then you had to pass it along to someone else.
There's no more beautiful love in the world than Coach Taylor and his wife, Tammy.
Right.
Number six, as Christine had Meredith and Derek from Grey's Anatomy. Number seven was Carrie and Mr. Big from Sex and the City. Number eight was Homer and Marge Simpson from The Simpsons. Number nine was Mitch and Cam from Modern Family.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
God.
Oh, we're terrible.
So cute.
And number 10 was Marshall and Lily from How I Met Your Mother. So that is their list. I think Kevin won. I'm not sure.
Your fault, Bean. Your fault for that list.
Why is it my fault?
Bean sucks. Bean sucks. Bean sucks. Bean sucks.
Bean is a yes, yeah.
Masterminds, the movie, opening up tomorrow, looks like it could be one of the funniest films of the year. Zach Galifianakis is in it, also Kristen Wiig, Owen Wilson, and more. It's all about some people who are really unqualified to rob a bank but decide they're going to go for it anyway. And what I'm fascinated about, Kevin, is that it's based on a true story.
Yeah, and they got $17 million.
Hey, spoiler alert, I haven't seen the movie yet, but I will this weekend. They have been giving us $1,000 cash to give away every day this week, and that continues today. So $1,000 up for grabs, courtesy of Masterminds. What are we looking for this time around, Kevin?
Fan songs. We do this every once in a while where we're looking for fan songs. So you either write a parody or you write an original song or a rap or whatever you have, and you tell us why you need that $1,000.
Okay.
Ooh, I like
it. All right. So why do you need $1,000? Or how about this? Or what you're going to do with the $1,000? How about either one of those? So that's what we're going to be looking for. Not now, but around 8:15.
Or when was the last time that you spent $1,000? And then on what?
You're clouding this up.
That just seems confusing.
Okay, so not that one.
Strip club.
Not that one.
That's where I spent my $1,000. Strip club.
Dave, you can't enter. You work for the show. Anyway, so at 8:15 this morning, we're going to be asking you to call us here on the Kevin and Bean Show and tell us what you're going to do with the $1,000 or why you need the $1,000. You're going to sing it or you're going to rap it. It can be original or it can be a parody of another song that you know. And that'll be at 8:15. $1,000 courtesy of Masterminds, mastermindsmovie.com for all the details.
Let's talk about Snapchat for a minute and the new spectacles.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that that they had started releasing some details about this. This was a surprise to me. I didn't know they had something like this coming out.
I think it was a surprise to everyone.
It was a surprise to me, yeah.
Here's the news report.
Snapchat just made its own version of Google Glass, and it's coming soon to the faces of millennials. The company behind the popular messaging service created a pair of sunglasses with a built-in camera designed to wirelessly transfer video clips to the Snapchat app. The glasses are called spectacles. They come in three colors, and they claim to take a day's worth of footage on a single charge.
Wow.
But there's something unique about the video. No matter how someone holds the phone, the video will play the right side up in full screen. Snapchat also renamed itself to simply Snap Incorporated, since the company expanded beyond the Snapchat app. There's no release date yet. The company just says it's launching soon. These point-of-view cameras are similar to what Google was going for when it worked on Google Glass, but it was criticized for being creepy since it could record video anywhere. And people who wore them were seen as elitist, out-of-touch nerds, also known as glassholes. These spectacles could face similar pushback when it comes to privacy. That is, unless it ends up being a product people just use to capture point-of-view video for special moments, such as having fun with your kid or doing sports. Surely the folks at GoPro can't be too happy about a new product that makes it easy to take point-of-view action shots. We'll just have to see how good it really is compared to all these promotional videos.
Okay, I have many, many thoughts and some questions, too. First of all, will it be available for Kevin's date with Beer Mug's mom this weekend at the wedding?
It will not. Unfortunately, it will not.
Damn. How is this? Dave, you know more about
this. By the way, she said that it would be creepy, but these spectacles, they have bright lights around the camera on each side of the sunglasses, so it's not like you would ever
surreptitiously record it.
You can't
be like, "Hey, look at this." I'm recording.
So what was the problem with Google Glass, you guys? Because when that was unveiled to much media hype, it wasn't even like this, where this kind of just came out of nowhere and people were like, "Oh, that's interesting." Google Glass was drummed up so much enthusiasm ahead of that's release. There was a major announcement and everybody was like, ooh and ah, but then I felt like it just faded away within a couple of months. What went wrong with Google Glass?
I think Google Glass was a little different than this, whereas Google Glass, you could surf the web and watch videos.
Yeah.
You're trying to do everything in the real world, and it's like, that's when you look like a dork.
Plus, they looked dorky.
They looked awful, and it just turned into a weird voyeurism thing, too.
Yes.
People started uploading really creepy things right away.
You can't really do that with these because the glasses, you can tell when the camera's on.
Right. All right. Let me ask you this then. With the exception of times that you can't use your hands, like you're snowboarding or you're riding a motorcycle or something like that, how is this better than having a phone? We already have a great camera in our hand that we can use to record anything we want.
You don't have to hold your phone?
Yeah. I mean, there's that. Yeah. I mean, I'm just thinking about how people are going to use this. Like kids, if they're, you know, at skate parks, they could skate, record themselves skating, learn about their tricks, see their point of view. Mm-hmm. You know, people riding bikes at the beach, you don't have to worry about, you know, people trying to record themselves. Go ahead, Chip.
Or if I'm playing a show, like I can have those on stage and have a cool first person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's. I think these are.
Yeah, I think
cool.
These are more action based than anything.
Yes.
It's not going to be some creepy dude like walking around in bathrooms. It's more action based. Plus, they're sunglasses.
Yeah.
So you're not going to be wearing these inside taking videos like in a coffee shop. You're gonna look like a weirdo.
I feel like these attacks are very personal to me, Allie. I don't know.
I feel like you're being awfully specific with a lot of
stuff you're going to do.
Here's my thing. How much of what I see on a daily basis do I need to share with people? I would think not very much.
Yes.
And even more importantly, what does Psycho Mike do with it? That's a downside. Right?
Yeah.
That is terrifying. But when you're living a life like mine, dude, I think I'm going to need them.
Is that right?
You know,
Walking Rhonda?
Yeah, Walking Rhonda. I got to get that point of view, you know.
What kind of stuff will you use these for, do you think?
How about at a concert, maybe?
Yeah, not at a concert, because
why?
I don't want to be the guy wearing sunglasses inside at a concert.
Yeah, true. Plus, if you're jumping up and down or whatever, then it's throw-up
time. Yeah, but one of my favorite things is, like, you know, for example, I go to Disneyland a lot.
Right.
And one of my favorite rides is the California Screaming. And the takeoff is so much fun.
Right.
And me not having to hold up my phone to take off.
Uh-huh.
If I could just hit it and take off, that would be great. And
but is there a stabilizer in it so that it doesn't look like Blair Witch Snapchat?
I hope so. And that's the thing, though, is like I would be able to check it out. And
if it's not good, then delete.
Oh, it doesn't upload immediately?
No. You got to do it over Wi-Fi, which is pretty crazy.
Huh.
Oh, so at a later time, you can take that and then you can wirelessly send it to your Snapchat and do all the Snapchat fun stuff,
which is like the filters, the drawings,
the emojis. Because some weird stuff might be appearing if it's just uploading immediately.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
I want that.
Think of Psycho Mike.
$130, by the way, is what the spectacles are going to cost, which sounds like a pretty reasonable price for what you get out of this. They're going to be in limited release, and we'll start seeing those turn up. It says here in fall, which we're in now. So any time now, I guess.
Oh, so maybe before Saturday.
Maybe before Saturday.
No, Kevin, please don't.
Best case scenario. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 6:56.
Andrew Zimmern is with the Travel Channel's Bizarre Foods, Delicious Destinations. He's going to be joining us here on The Kevin and Bean Show just after 7. I don't know how much of this show you've seen, Kevin, but this season alone, he has eaten smoked sperm.
Well, how? I'm already out.
Reindeer testicle, he has eaten coyote, raccoon tail, pig appendix, and turtle testicles.
Yummy. Oh,
and baby pig heads. That's also this season. These are all foods that this man has willingly, on purpose, put in his mouth.
No.
So we will clinically diagnose him when Mr. Zimmern joins us coming up in about 10 minutes or so here on K-Rock. First, though, in for Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beat. Here's Allie.
Well, let's cleanse that palate because our own Chip has something fun for you to do tonight. Chip, what are you doing?
Hey, so if you like some live music, shut up, Allie. Well Hung Heart, my band, is is playing at the Doll Hut in Anaheim. It's our last show of 2016 because we are starting to work on a new album for the next year. So tonight with Tyrannus, Some Kind of Nightmare, and The Hodge, a bunch of our friends, $5. Doll Hut in Anaheim.
Doll Hut?
Doll Hut. Okay.
Would it be $10 if you were taller?
$7.50.
Okay.
$5 tonight. Go see Chip's band. Support her.
You want to hear a clip of Well Hung Heart?
Do you have one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They still got it.
Oh.
Remix?
Oh, that's it. All right, that's the one. Okay.
And Chip, if people want to go see you, which side of the stage will you be on?
The small side.
I'm on a stool on the right side.
Okay. All right.
Standing.
Check her out at the Doll Hut. I want to go to a place called the Doll Hut.
Okay.
Then go.
Are there lots of dolls, like little dolls
hanging out?
Well, that's BS. Something that's not BS. Jennifer Lopez signing on to be a judge of the new NBC reality competition series World of Dance. She's also going to be producing the show, and Variety says the show will feature solo artists competing against duos and groups in all genres of dance. Kevin, that includes your favorites.
Oh, I know. I'm in.
Hip-hop, crumping, popping, locking.
Right.
As well as tap, ballet, breakdancing, ballroom, and clogging. What?
Can
is
I just
happening
say, cloggers,
here?
Stay home, you're not going to win.
I feel like, yeah, if you're up against, like, an amazing hip-hop group.
Or me, King Crump.
And Kevin King Crump.
Right.
And you go out there and clog. That's different.
Yeah. It's a choice.
It's a choice. The winner will receive a grand prize of $1 million.
All right.
So that's not bad. A lot of dance shows out there. Yesterday, we told you about Katy Perry. She produced a 2-minute Funny or Die video for Getting Out the Vote, and she did it naked.
Go on.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. A lot of people were into it. She then was arrested, put in the cop car, and Joel McHale also in there naked, thinking you can go out there and do this. Well, Madonna has posted an Instagram picture which promised, quote, "I'm voting naked with Katy Perry. Vote for Hillary. She's the best we got. Nude voting series number one." Oh, does that mean there's more to come? And maybe Madonna's going to be taking it off throughout this series of Instagram posts?
Why would you, if you're Madonna, stand naked next to Katy Perry?
Oh, they're not together.
They're not together. Oh, she's okay.
She's tying into it.
She's tying into it. Which Katy Perry didn't say who she was voting for. She was just saying get out and vote. Do that. But I wonder, is Madonna going to be doing a whole series if she's saying series number one?
Gotta check that out.
Yeah. You into that, Rodney?
Not a lot of surprise on who Katy Perry, who appeared at to speak and sing at the Democratic National Convention, is going to be voting for, though.
Who do you think?
I don't. I mean, I'm just guessing, that chick from the Green Party.
Jill Stein.
Right.
Good guess.
Good stuff. Hey, you guys going to watch the season premiere coming up of SNL?
Yes. You know how much I love SNL.
Yes.
Very much I will.
Margot Robbie with The Weeknd. Yes.
All right.
That
Sounds
is October
so
1st.
Oh.
They have also said that the next week will be followed up by Lin-Manuel Miranda of Hamilton fame. He's going to be hosting the October 8th edition of SNL along with 21 Pilots.
Fantastic.
Very
Great
good
booking.
Stuff.
Can I go back to the one before and ask a question?
You sure can.
If The Weeknd is going to be there, do you think Daft Punk is going to be there?
Oh, that is the new single.
What do you think of that?
That would be pretty good.
That'd be cool. We don't have an answer, though. So
we
sorry.
Don't. But it is that's coming up this weekend, Saturday.
Yes, Saturday night.
So when you're not nailing Beer Mug's mom, maybe you can.
There's not going to be any time like that.
There won't be.
No. Well, there could be some cuddle time afterwards to watch it. And by the way, is it this weekend, the weekend that we'll see Alec Baldwin debuting as Donald Trump?
Well, that was the next part.
Well, then let's talk about it. That's
what else?
Great casting,
also
right?
This is going to happen this
Saturday.
Revealed
yesterday, Alec Baldwin will be playing Donald Trump for the season. Yes.
That's great casting.
It is huge.
Very funny.
He has hosted SNL 16 times. He has also done a ton of cameos. And everybody knew, okay, Kate McKinnon, she has got Hillary down. She has nailed Hillary.
I think that's part of the reason she won her Emmy last week is because her Hillary was so popular.
It was amazing. So they had Daryl Hammond do some Trump. Mm-hmm. Taryn Killam, who is now not coming back for this season of SNL. So who were they going to get? Alec Baldwin!
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
How about that?
Can you have a more liberal man than Alec Baldwin playing a more conservative-ish gentleman than Donald Trump? It is crazy. I like it. Much more to come, including, oh no, Kevin, you bought Mariah Carey a toaster for her new wedding. Maybe you need to take it back.
Oh, she's not getting married?
We don't know. Oh. We'll talk about that coming up. All of these stars celebrating their birthday today. Actor Ian McShane is 74 years old. Comedian Andrew Dice Clay is 59. Russell Peters, 46. Actor Zach Levi, 36 years old as well. So You Think You Can Dance All-Star Stephen Twitch Boss is 34. Remember when he was in? How
I
great
do.
He
yes,
was?
He's great.
Great young man.
He is a delightful young man. Warriors forward Kevin Durant is 28 and singer Halsey is 22. I'm Allie McKay and for Ralph Garman, walking the showbiz beat.
Look, here's what I'm saying, Kevin. I know you generally don't like to watch other people eat on TV. You've said that. You've made that clear.
I mean, I like to eat.
Right, but the man eats reindeer testicles.
Well, okay, now I'm in.
Now I'm in, too.
Right.
Andrew Zimmern is on the phone. He's the host of many great TV shows involving food, including the original Bizarre Foods, which has been on forever. He's got the Bizarre Foods Delicious Destinations, which comes back for season 4 next Tuesday, October 4th. And also my favorite, Dinner with Death, I think is what it's called. Andrew, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You do Dinner with Death?
Isn't that what it's called? Am I remembering that incorrectly?
Dining with Death.
That's so much better. Dining with Death.
And that's the show that I love. I love that show because I'm so fascinated with, you hear about these, you know, these things that they make in Japan. It's a blowfish or something. And if they cook it wrong, you die. And I just can't imagine that those things are real. But you go out and try them.
No, it's just so funny that you mention that. I think I've been with Travel Channel. If you include the pilots I shot and all the run-up to greenlighting I did a bunch of specials for them and other work, and then they ended up greenlighting Bizarre Foods. And I've probably been with the network for 11, 12 years.
Right.
So about 3 or 4, maybe 5 years in, I mean, this is a while ago, the network at the time owned by Discovery bought 12 episodes of a show that existed, I forget, in Europe or Asia. I think it was England, called Dining with Death.
All right. And you said, I'm in.
No. They bought the show for, like, no money at all, and they said, all right, as it currently exists, I mean, the actual, like, they didn't just buy the idea. They bought the actual show.
Got it.
Right? So they approached us and said, you know, if we had some other, you know, acquired footage and we have Andrew sort of rewrite and voice the thing, can we make something and call it Dining with Death and put it out there? And, I mean, they bought it for so little money. We said, sure. And so Dining with Death was one of those, you know, sort of like Frankenstein projects where you rip it all apart and you put it back together, and I voiced it. And, you know, some of the stories and the elements in there were fascinating, and ones that we've obviously, you know, done before in Bizarre Foods. The premise for Dining with Death being these are foods that under many circumstances will kill you, and exploring why people eat it in other cultures. And it was, but that you referenced that arcane bit.
Oh, listen.
I mean, I think they've aired it once. I don't even know if it's repeated recently.
I've seen it.
Andrew, what you need to understand, you don't probably because you don't know Bean, is that he, and this sounds weird, I know, but you're just going to have to trust me on it. Bean loves death.
I totally get that.
Okay.
Thank you, Andrew. Thank you.
It's something that all of us, you know, we're all going to go there, right?
Right. But I'm not obsessed by it, and I don't want to see you eat it.
But I don't understand why. Look, there's so much great food in the world, and as an award-winning chef and a guy who adores and lives for food, you know how much wonderful food there is in this world. There aren't enough years in my life to eat all the great meals that are out there for me. Why would I want to roll the dice and risk it on something that could kill me?
Well, because sometimes the food and the experience is worth it. But the point you raise is that most people that you know, if you do just that sort of content, you're gonna please a very small audience, which is actually why over the last, you know, 4 or 5 years we've added delicious destinations driven by food and now bucket list to the Andrew Zimmern World on Travel Channel.
And that's food that comes in a bucket?
I mean.
And that's food that comes in a bucket?
Well, actually, we just aired the premiere. It was a pilot that aired on Tuesday night. We did a New York City and a Minneapolis episode. They were fantastic. Monday night is the, I think it's the fourth season of Delicious Destinations begins. Tuesday night.
Now, is this what, when you decide, look, I've been eating a lot of crap. How about if I eat some good stuff?
Well, no, here's the deal. We did Bizarre Foods, and along the way, we got a lot of feedback from our audience that said, it's great when you're off eating wild porcupine with an African tribe, but we'll never try that. What should I not miss when I go to Paris? And so, you know, I was talking to one of the studio heads, you know, network heads one day, and I said, you know something? I said, I'm getting so many requests. You know, maybe we should do a show that's more of a straight-up sort of very broad, very, you know, accessible recommender show and not necessarily pick favorites and tell people, oh, this is the best croissant in Paris, but rather take the point of view, when you're in Paris, here's the 6 iconic edibles you should not miss. And it does not matter where, you know, doesn't matter what bistro you have it in, but if you're not eating steak frites on your romantic weekend in Paris, something's wrong with you.
Okay, as a man that has traveled the world, had the best food everywhere that a lot of us will never experience, we're in L.A. What is the best meal that you've had here?
Oh, my God. Los Angeles is one of the best food cities on planet Earth. I've had so many incredible food experiences there. From,
but you got to pick one.
You know, crazy private dinners in K-Town to, you know, amazing Japanese food experiences. I will. What would I point to?
Carl's Jr. Just say it, Andrew.
Just say Carl's.
Oh, God,
there's an In-N-Out right by my house. It's pretty good.
Best meal that I ever had in Los Angeles. Probably.
You stumped him, Allie.
Yeah.
No. I'm trying to decide between two or two.
Just
or
pick
three
one. It's not that important.
You know, Michael Cimarusti at Providence.
Mm-hmm.
I had a dinner there one night, you know, 14, 16 course tasting menu that was absolutely, you know, I mean, it was a toe curler. I got a food Woody.
Oh.
I couldn't get up from the table.
Toe curler and food Woody. That's high praise right there.
That's big.
Yeah, that being said, you know, Jordan Kahn had to close his restaurant. I think he's one of the most talented chefs in the world. I think that one of the most underrated chefs when it comes to national conversation in terms of greatness is Michael Voltaggio.
Oh, yes, loving.
fantastic. But do you notice? I mean, as a food writer and someone who is an editor at a bunch of magazines and runs a big food website, I'm stunned at the lack of national conversation about some of the young Los Angeles-based chefs who, when people talk about hey, who's best, they don't include them because they don't work in. They don't believe in a starched white tablecloth and three forks at the table setting. It's a very odd system that we have here. I think Michael is tremendously talented.
All right, I apologize, but we're running low on time. Let's talk about bizarre foods, delicious destinations. Where do you go and what do you eat?
We travel the world, and we recommend in every show 6 edible icons that when you're there, you should not miss. So, for example, I think Tuesday night's premiere is in Nashville.
Okay.
So when you're in that part of the South, if you don't have a dining experience at a Meat and Three, the quintessential Southern road stop where you grab your tray, head down a cafeteria line and pick from, oxtails or hog necks or sliced roast beef or fried chicken or fried catfish or smothered pork chops, and then you add 3 sides to it and a dessert and a sweet tea and sit down. If you don't do that, you're missing something that's so essential to the culture and so essential to the culture of the city of Nashville, then you really shouldn't say that you've eaten there. Now, we happen to pick Arnold's when we were down there, one of my favorite places in the whole world.
I'm so starving right now. I just want to eat.
I know. It does sound good. Listen, we know you have to go. We do too, Andrew. I can't believe you don't weigh 800 pounds, but keep doing the good work you're doing on the Travel Channel. The show is coming back for season 4 this Tuesday night. Bizarre Foods, Delicious Destinations. Our guest has been Andrew Zimmern. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, guys.
We appreciate it. Remember where that guy was talking about all that food forever?
He's probably somewhere still talking. That was...
You guys, I just asked him about L.A., thinking he'd name a couple restaurants we should check out. I wasn't expecting that.
He went into a pretty deep dive on who's getting their just due in the chef world.
I sat down during half of that interview. I didn't know what to do.
Sorry I did that.
Right?
I'm embarrassed that I did that. I did a bad thing.
Perfectly all fine right. Show, I'm sure.
Well, I'm sure it's fine on TV with editing. All right. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show here on the world-famous K-Rock. Jimmy Kimmel joins us later on. He's got a fun event coming up we'll tell you about. Plus, we want to give away another $1,000 courtesy of Masterminds Movie, which is in theaters everywhere tomorrow. It looks so good with Zach Galifianakis and Chris DeWig and Owen Wilson. Here's what we decided to do today is give you a chance to shine creatively by telling us why you need that $1,000 or what you're going to do with that $1,000 in the form of singing for us. So we're looking for you to write a song or a rap or to parody a song or a rap. And around 8:15, we'll open up the phones and you can give us a call and we'll let you get on the air and do your song for us and tell us why you need the $1,000.
I feel like we're going to lean toward a rap.
Let's not say that. I want to discourage people from calling who have a great parody idea for a song.
Okay. All right.
Because that might also be great. But it's wide open. Anybody can play. $1,000 courtesy of Masterminds Movie again in theaters everywhere tomorrow. All right. First, though, how did this come up yesterday, Kevin? I was out, but you guys had a conversation about making fun of people's favorite bands?
Well, we had written this down when we were doing the Bachelor in Paradise report. And there was a clip of a girl who was telling a guy on Bachelor in Paradise her favorite band. Mm-hmm. And she thought, in her words, that he would totally respect it. And here's that clip.
What's your favorite band? Because, I want to know. I know, that's really hard for you.
My favorite band is a band called the Talking Heads.
I know the Talking Heads. I took the history of rock and roll.
Did you? Who's your favorite band?
See, I love that you'll respect my answer, I think.
I will.
Hanson?
Really?
Yeah.
Now,
she was kidding.
Right?
No?
I don't think she was. And here's... That's Hanson. That's that band.
That is one of the catchiest songs of all time.
It really is.
But name another one. So here's my point. My point is, name another one from Hanson.
I don't think I could.
My point is, look, you can like a band, you can like a song. It may not be a bad band at all. It's your favorite band. You're choosing that band at the very top of your list of bands that you love.
So it doesn't bother you at all that this lady likes Hanson.
Right.
Maybe Hanson came along in her life at just the right time.
Fine.
That was her guy.
And
right?
You love that song. Fine.
You're fine with that. She can love Hanson,
right.
But where's fill in the blank the next 100 bands that she should like more
right.
than Hanson?
How do you make that band number one is my question. So we recently had Jimmy Eat World in here, and our associate producer, Christine, is in here. And,
hey, guys.
And that's her favorite band. And Jimmy Eat World is a great band.
They really are. I don't know anyone who doesn't like Jimmy Eat World.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember what happened when they were here?
No.
So
you're not going to like this.
Why? Wait, is this dead? Another story where I'm a dick?
No, we were
pretty
dead.
Much.
We were
pretty dead. Much. Okay. So this is a couple years ago, and I came in to watch them live.
Mm-hmm.
And on the air, again, on the air live, you told them that my favorite band was Jimmy Eat World. And the second thing you said was, and we totally reject that.
Oh, no.
You said that to the band.
But again, not that there's anything wrong with liking or even loving Jimmy Eat World. But
they did
the
agree with you, by the way.
They
did totally say, we totally agree with you guys.
They have a good sense of humor, which is the only reason we would have brought it up with them.
Right, right.
But again, like, they're a great band. And
they're the best.
I don't think I've ever heard a Jimmy Eat World song that I don't like.
Right.
All of them are good.
Exactly.
Better than every band?
Better than every band.
See, that's the part where I have a problem.
In the history of the world, though, I feel like other bands like, I don't know, U2 exist.
That's probably my second favorite. So.
Oh, okay.
What about Foo Fighters?
It's up there, too.
It's not up there, too?
But why is, like, what is it that, is it like the Hanson lady where Jimmy Eat World just hit you at a crucial time in your development?
Totally.
But absolutely. At least
like you're
Jimmy
in college
World,
when they come out or something.
At least Jimmy Eat World has a bunch of good songs.
Right.
Hanson only has pretty much the one that we're aware of. But they're your favorite band. So what we want to do is we want to take calls from you if people laugh at your favorite band or make fun of you for your favorite band. It doesn't mean the band is bad. It just means that you're choosing them as number one, and that's odd.
1-800-520-1067. Now, are we gonna swear to not judge, or are we gonna just pile on and also make fun
of them? I mean, we'll try to not judge. We'll do our best. That's not our strong suit. Our strong suit is not being kind and supportive.
All right.
But we'll try.
That is true.
Who's your favorite band that you get made fun of by your friends? Is it Hanson? Is it Jimmy Eat World? Is it fill in the blank? 1-800-520-1067. And we'll take your calls next on K-Rock. Taking your calls right now at 1-800-520-1067. If you get made fun of because of your favorite musical act, you know, Chip just brought up off the air. We're having Jimmy Kimmel on next hour. How much grief do you think Jimmy has taken over the years for naming Huey Lewis in the News as the best act of all time?
Look, I know he took a ton from us.
Oh, that's his absolute favorite group of all time is Huey Lewis in the News. Look, you could like Huey Lewis in the News. Are they the best musical act of all time?
See, that's the point. We're not going to tell you that your band is bad unless your band is bad.
Mm-hmm.
They could be a good band, but they are above every other band?
Yeah.
Right. I think the perfect example is going to be Daniel to get us going here. He's on line 4, please, from La Habra.
All right. Daniel, hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. You take crap for your favorite band?
Well, not much crap. Well, my favorite band is Alien Ant Farm.
Did you say
Alien Ant Farm?
Alien Ant Farm.
Alien Ant Farm, correct.
All right. Okay.
Here's the thing. My friends don't really make fun of me because I've actually gotten them into them. So it kind of works out a bit.
You've made all of your friends big enough fans of Alien Ant Farm that they don't... And again, we're not saying they're bad. We're saying they're your number one favorite band.
Correct. Yeah, they're all kind of into them. I wouldn't say they're as big as a fan as I am, but they like them.
In a world where, you know, Pearl Jam exists and Radiohead exists and, you know, everybody exists that's not Alien Ant Farm, how do they stay at number one on your list?
Well, they came out around, I was about 13 at the time, so I guess they just came into my life.
And you haven't listened to any music since then?
And then my mom threw me into the basement.
Though, at a pivotal point in your life, when a band makes a big,
I assume that's everybody's favorite band is because they made that kind of impact. But I'm saying, Daniel, for protection, you should tell people the Killers. I'm just going to give you that one. When conversation comes up, don't say Alien Ant Farm.
All right.
Go with Killers.
All right,
okay, thank you, Daniel.
Thank you for the call.
I'm concerned about him.
Yeah.
Hey, we started this whole conversation. Let's go to Stacey in Hollywood, line 7. We started this whole conversation with the lady on Bachelor in Paradise who said that Hanson was her favorite band of all time. We just couldn't figure that out. We couldn't ask her because we don't know her, but we do know Stacey, and she's on the phone also saying Hanson.
Hi.
Hi. Yes.
So I was actually listening when you talked about that girl from The Bachelor, and I called in because I was like, oh, my God, me too. I freaking love Hanson. They are my absolute favorite favorite band.
Okay, wait. Now hold on. Now hold on. So we're okay with you loving them. They're your number one?
So,
like, they're better than every other band that exists?
They got huge when I was in, like, fourth grade with Boom Bop and everything.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And, wait, hold on. What's End Everything? Because this is the only song I know. And they had that girl drummer, I remember. That's all I know about them.
They were all brothers.
Oh.
They're all boys.
Are there others?
Where's the Love was another big one at that time, if you know that one.
What was it called?
Where's the Love?
Don't know that one. Okay. Look, you could have a special place in your heart for Hanson because you were an impressionable teenage girl and you loved them. But haven't you then gone on and said, hey, look, it's Muse?
So here's the thing. So Hanson has also gone on since then. So 2001, they started their own record label. Mm-hmm. Came out number one on the indie charts. They've released a new album probably every 2 or 3 years since then, and they go on tour every other year. So they're still making new music. They still have a huge fan base. They sell out concerts around the country.
I'm sorry. I thought we were talking about Hanson.
All right. So
it's a very big band.
All right. If you get into a conversation where people are talking about their favorite bands, just say Blink-182. Just throw that out there.
Nope.
It's for your protection.
Let Stacy live.
It's for Stacy's own protection.
Stacy, thank you for the call. We appreciate that. All right, 1-800-520-1067. Let's try Daniel in Long Beach. He's on line 3. If I gave you 1,000 guesses to try to guess who Daniel's favorite band is, I don't think you'd come up with this one. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hello, hello, gentlemen.
All right, slay us.
My favorite band is the Bloodhound Gang.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Bloodhound Gang.
You're right. I would not have ever thought that.
Okay, so again, the premise is you can like them. That's fine. They've got that Fire, Water, Burn song. We all enjoy hearing that when it comes out the flashback weekend. But how are they your favorite?
They got this, right?
There it is.
Yep.
How are they
the
your favorite
Discovery
band?
Channel.
How is that number one? They're good. They're fine.
This came on during high school for me, and
Right, but. But didn't you listen to other music since then?
Definitely, of course.
Okay.
But Bloodhound Gang's number one.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Okay. Thank you for the call.
Tell people Radiohead.
Kevin, you're giving great examples.
For your own protection.
Rocio writes in from Riverside, Bjork is my number one. I love her so much.
Nope.
Everyone says I'm crazy. I don't give an F.
Yeah,
Viva Bjork.
Yeah, you tell
Viva
people.
Viva Bjork.
You keep telling people Bjork.
All right, let's go to Melissa Cypress, line 8. Allie McKay, you may be on board with her.
Hey, Melissa.
Hi.
Favorite band of all time?
New Kids on the Block.
Oh.
Well, now see, at least you know that hits you at a certain point in your life.
Yeah.
Right? And they've got a lot of songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So at least they have that going for them. I mean, when we were talking about Hanson, what's that?
I believe in long-term relationships.
Right, but couldn't your thing be, you know what? When I was that age, New Kids on the Block was my favorite band. But now that I'm this age, boom.
No, I've been to 3 of their concerts in the past, 5 years. I've been to Vegas to watch them. They still melt my heart.
Who's your favorite, Melissa?
Oh, Jordan.
Oh, see, I'm a Joey girl.
What's happening right now?
We don't have to fight. We're okay.
We don't have to fight.
You guys could be friends.
Wait, was there a chance you were going to have to fight?
Yeah,
depending on who
bit.
You picked?
A little bit. I was going to throw down.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Keep hanging tough, Melissa.
Thank you.
Oh, did she hang up? Please don't go, girl.
Oh. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 5 minutes till 8, just after the top of the hour. Jim Rome, talk sports.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Getting his take on Tim Tebow trying to make it to the major leagues in baseball. Also, Conor McGregor back in the news with that UFC 205 fight, I want to say. Is that right?
Yep.
205? Yeah. All that coming up, plus your chance at $1,000. Don't forget, we're looking for your Mastermind's songs in about 20 minutes or so on how you're going to spend that $1,000 or why you need the money, courtesy of the Mastermind's movie. Rob is out sick today. Alan McKay's in with the Showbiz Beat here on a Thursday. What's going on?
You guys, I need you to resist the temptation to Google your favorite celebs.
Okay.
Because so often you Google someone's name, you go to a site, boom, malware, you now have a virus on your computer. Things go very wrong when you Google your favorite celeb. And there is now a list. The people over at Intel have discovered the top 10 people that when you Google their name, you get a virus in your computer.
And that's automatic?
No, you Google the name, then you go to these sites.
Oh, I see.
These sites, all of a sudden, things start popping up. Yeah, not good things. And it's a very interesting list. Who would you guys...
Lady Gaga!
But she should be on the list, and that lady sounds nuts.
Jesus.
Jesus is not on the list, which is fitting.
Be real!
Be real, no.
Fan Bing Bing.
Fan Bing Bing, not on this list.
Johnny Asshole.
Uh-uh, no.
Ron Jeremy.
No.
Shupweed.
Nope. Butthole Pucker. What? That's not
Boba
even
Fett.
A name. Who was that, Boba Fett? Mm-hmm. No, it's Boba Fett, but no.
MC Hammer.
No, he is not.
Hi, it's Kat.
Oh, Kat is...
President Barack Obama.
No.
Jesus Christ, that's Jason Bourne.
Nope.
Oh. Some goofball in a hat or a red shirt.
If you Google some goofball in a hat, you can get all kinds of malware.
All right. Enough with the nonsense, Ellie. Don't they usually, I mean, the people who are trying to infect your computer with malware to steal your information, they generally just pick whoever the hottest celebrities are, the people that are already most likely to be searched for, like your Kim Kardashian.
I would say Kim Kardashian, yeah.
Taylor Swift, whoever's popular, right?
You would think that.
Yeah.
What if I told you two people on this list were involved on this very show, the Kevin and Bean show?
Two people on this list were involved? What
involved?
Does that mean?
Maybe worked here.
Jimmy Kimmel, Adam Carolla?
Nope.
Oh.
That's why it's even weirder. Okay. Let's just go through.
Yeah, please.
At number 10, it was a tie between Kesha and Selena Gomez.
Okay.
Followed by Daniel Tosh.
Okay.
Followed by Chris Hardwick.
Oh, sure.
Oh, wow.
There is a 12.5% that if you go to a site, you're going to get a virus on your computer. Followed by Miley Cyrus. Coming in at number 5, Rihanna. This is odd. Tied for number, what would be number 4, so it's tied for number 3, would be Will Smith and Carson Daly. What?
Huh.
I mean, people love The Voice.
Yeah. Okay. Number 2, Justin Bieber. And coming in number 1, she's been in the news a lot lately, so I can see why this would happen.
Count Smokey Love.
No, but always a favorite. No, it is Amy Schumer.
Oh, Amy Schumer.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Sure. With 16.1% that you will get a virus going to one of these sites. Interesting stuff.
Hmm.
Poor Chris Hardwick.
Yeah, that's odd, although you can see why.
He hosts everything.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're like, oh, what's that guy that hosts this? Chris Hardwick. Now your computer has a disease. It's just bad stuff. Kevin, I know you were super excited about Mariah Carey's third wedding coming up to her fiancé, James Packer.
I didn't really...
You were super pumped for
it. I was pumped, yes.
You've been going to all
really
the sites,
care.
Finding out what's happening.
Yeah, okay.
Rumors are swirling that it may not happen. Mariah Carey took off on a romantic trip to Mykonos with her fiancé in what some are calling a last-ditch effort to save their romance.
That's a good start.
Not
having gotten married yet.
She's straight crazy.
She's not, you know, your normal kind of lady.
Drama queen.
Right?
A lot of people say
Rodney,
drama
accurate.
Queen, diva, that type of thing. Also, that little problem where she's still married to Nick Cannon. So maybe get that divorce going.
Maybe that would help.
You get married. But apparently her fiancé wasn't impressed with her behavior while filming her new reality series and has no interest in showing his life in front of the cameras.
Never heard of that.
Yeah, well, it happened, Rodney. It's true. We were talking about lists, which Bean loves. Selena Gomez is now the first Instagram user to have 100 million followers.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah is right. Which is weird, though, because she hasn't posted anything on social media for over a month.
Why?
Well, she's taking a break, Rodney. She wanted to kind of, you know, separate herself. She was giving too much of herself, and it was causing anxiety. So now the Selenators?
These are her fans?
Yes. They have decided to start a campaign to put her over the top, and they did. She's now the first.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. It's exciting. First Instagram user.
Dig.
It's, what?
He digs.
He digs.
I dig.
Mm-hmm. Not what I heard. She is now the first Instagram user with over 100 million followers.
Ooh. Seriously.
Seriously. And you know who's number 2, Bean?
Is it T-Swizzle?
T-Swizzle. with 91.4 million, followed by
Some
Beyonce.
Some dreams come true.
Yeah, they do come true if your dream is to have a lot of followers on Instagram. I say dream bigger. Beyonce, 85.3 million. Kevin, Ariana Grande.
All right.
She has 85 million. And
Bitch.
Kim, well, she is Kim Kardashian West.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah, 83.6 million.
Must be driving her crazy.
Oh, my God.
That many
Absolutely.
People are above her.
Absolutely. All of these stars are celebrating a birthday today, you guys. Actor Ian McShane is 74. This is odd. Tied for number, what would be number four, so it's tied for number three, would be Will Smith and Carson Daly. What?
Huh.
I mean, people love The Voice.
Yeah. Okay. Number two, Justin Bieber. And coming in number one, she's been in the news a lot lately, so I can see why this would happen.
Count Smokey Love.
No, but always a favorite. No, it is Amy Schumer.
Oh, Amy Schumer.
Yeah.
Oh,
interesting.
With 16.1% that you will get a virus going to one of these sites. Interesting stuff.
Hmm.
Poor Chris Hardwick.
Yeah, that's odd, although you can see why.
He hosts everything.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're like, oh, what's that guy that hosts this? Chris Hardwick. Now your computer has a disease. It's just bad stuff. Kevin, I know you were super excited about Mariah Carey's third wedding coming up to her fiancé, James Packer.
I didn't really.
You were super pumped.
I was pumped, yes.
You've been going to all
really
the sites,
care.
Finding out what's happening.
Yeah, okay.
Rumors are swirling that it may not happen. Mariah Carey took off on a romantic trip to Mykonos with her fiancé in what some are calling a last-ditch effort to save their romance.
That's a good start.
Not,
she hasn't even gotten married yet.
She's straight crazy.
She's not, you know, your normal kind of lady.
Drama queen.
Right?
A lot of people
yes,
say
Rodney,
drama
accurate.
Queen, diva, that type of thing. Also, that little problem where she's still married to Nick Cannon. So maybe get that divorce going. Maybe do
Maybe that
before
help.
You get married. But apparently her fiancé wasn't impressed with her behavior while filming her new reality series and has no interest in showing his life in front of the cameras.
Hmm, never heard of that.
Yeah, well, it happened, Rodney. It's true. We were talking about lists, which Bean loves. Selena Gomez is now the first Instagram user to have 100 million followers.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah is right. Which is weird, though, because she hasn't posted anything on social media for over a month.
Why?
Well, she's taking a break, Rodney. She wanted to kind of, you know, separate herself. She was giving too much of herself, and it was causing anxiety. So now the Selenators?
These are her fans?
Yes. They have decided to start a campaign to put her over the top, and they did. She's now the first.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. It's exciting. First Instagram user.
Dig.
It's, what?
He digs.
He digs.
I dig.
Mm-hmm. Not what I heard. She is now the first Instagram user with over 100 million followers.
Ooh. Seriously.
And you know who's number two, Bean?
Is it T-Swizzle?
T-Swizzle. With 91.4 million, followed by
Some
Beyonce.
Some dreams come true.
Yeah, they do come true if your dream is to have a lot of followers on Instagram. I say dream bigger. Beyonce, 85.3 million. Kevin, Ariana Grande.
All right.
She has 85 million. And
Bitch.
Kim, well, she is Kim Kardashian West.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah, 83.6 million.
Must be driving her crazy.
Oh, my God.
That many
Absolutely.
People are above her.
Absolutely. All of these stars are celebrating a birthday today, you guys. Actor Ian McShane is 74. Andrew Dice Clay, 59. Zach Levi is 36. And singer Halsey is turning 22. I'm Allie McKay, and for Ralph Grumman, welcome to the Showbiz Beat.
All right. We're going to open up the phones right now at 1-800-520-1067, courtesy of Masterminds, the movie, which is in theaters everywhere tomorrow, starring the great Zach Galifianakis, also Kristen Wiig, Owen Wilson, and more. We want you to sing or rap for us why you need the $1,000 that they have given to us to give to you, or what you're going to do with it. It can be an original song. It can be a parody. Whatever it is, we're taking your calls right now at 1-800-520-1067. You win $1,000 from Masterminds. The website is mastermindsmovie.com.
Every Thursday morning, just after 8 o'clock, Mr. Jim Rome joins us to talk sports.
Jim.
Rose, I need the money. I need the one girl, but I'm not going to sing or rap for it.
Please, well, you can rap, right?
That would be awesome.
I can't
awesome.
Rap. I can't sing. And wouldn't it be awesome? I can't do either. So I need that money, but I'm not doing it for $1,000. Don't you step in unless you have 10, unless there's a 10 in front of it.
Jim doesn't get out of bed for less than 10 grand a day. You can hear
step
the show
off a curb.
JimRome.com from 9 till noon, or you can do what I do, which is enjoy the Jim Rome Daily Jungle podcast, available same website, JimRome.com, at play.it, and at iTunes, which is the best of everyday show. So much, as always, going on in the wonderful world of sports. We thought we were done with seeing Tim Tebow play athletics, and he was just going to be in the broadcast booth, but damn it if he didn't figure out a way to get signed to a minor league contract with the New York Mets and had a pretty impressive debut this week. Jim, what's up?
Damn it, he did it again. First pitch, bomb. Because, of course, he did. Now the Tebow honks are losing their ish, saying, see, we told you this guy could do it. So what he did was he had a home run on the very first pitch he saw. It was a pretty cool moment, guys, but it means nothing at all. He's a big, strong dude, and the single-A pitcher that he was facing made a terrible pitch. He ran into one in the instructional league. So that'll happen, but let's not get it twisted.
What's an instructional league? I don't even know what that is.
It's where you learn to play baseball.
It's basically high school, basically, right?
It's not below A?
Is it below A?
It's like right around that.
Okay.
It's right around that. The guy that he yacked off of was a single A pitcher who made a really bad pitch. So let's not get this twisted. That was not Clayton Kershaw that he hit it off of. And that one ball that he hit over the fence does not erase the one that he threw over the fence from 45 feet away a couple of weeks ago. True story. So this has got nothing to do with this guy chasing a lifelong dream. It's still a pub grab and a cash grab. And he's using all of us and people are still falling for it.
And by the way, he was 1 for 6 on the day. He did hit 3 other balls that ended up going into out. So at least he was connecting with that single A pitching. But let's not forget, he's 29 years old. It's not likely he's even ever going to get out of spring training.
No, this guy's like old enough to be Sanchez's dad. Let's be real. All right. What's going to happen is this is not going to work. And then he's going to show up in another 6 months, lace up the skates and tell us that the real dream was not to play quarterback in the NFL or be a major leaguer, but to skate in the NHL. This dude is nothing more than a Kardashian minus the sex and the filth. But every bit is annoying.
Wow. Okay.
Enough already.
Wow.
Well,
give him an explosion, Alvin.
Straight fire, Alvin.
All right, Jim. Why should we care about Greg Hardy, who I thought is no longer even playing football? Why does it matter to us and you that he got arrested again?
Well, here's the latest. Officers found a baggie of cocaine in his wallet. And he proved, once that happened, that he is still one of the worst and dumbest people ever, because not only did he tell the cops he had no idea how that Bolivian marching powder got there, he didn't even know what it was. But he had a theory, guys. He was at a party the night before. He wanted to pay for everybody, so he passed his wallet around, and someone must have loaded him up with the blow.
That's you know how people give away drugs.
People just
that
can't
was
wait.
His story.
Really? He tried to make that sing?
Okay, now listen, in his defense, it's not that unreasonable. I mean, who hasn't this happened to? Kevin, tell him that story about when you were out that one night, you put your credit card down at a Golden Corral, and you came home with a bag of heroin in your wallet. I love that story. Kevin, tell him.
That's a great
tell
one,
him.
Too.
And tell him.
And a lot of crack as well. It's crazy. So,
kids, go ahead and use your words. The words that y'all get to use on your show that I can't use on my show to describe somebody who says and does things like that. Allie, I'm going to start with you. What would you call a guy like that?
A dick.
Oh!
No? Oh, that was such a delayed explosion, Alvin.
Alvin was too shocked by the word that you actually uttered on your program.
Well, that's because Alvin's an asshole.
That word on my show yesterday,
yeah.
And Alvin dumped him, and then he said it a second time, and then the suits in New York dumped it, and you guys can just run that out there one more time. Explain that to me.
We've asked our lawyers, and they said you could call somebody a dick, but you can't refer to a body part as that.
All right, so how do I get your lawyers?
How do I swap
my lawyers for your lawyers?
We didn't think our lawyers were good, but apparently they are.
No, I thought we all worked for the same company here. All right, in our remaining moments with the great Jim Rome here on the Kevin and Bean Show, let's talk about more fireworks at yet another UFC press conference. Conor McGregor has announced that he will be fighting in 205. What happened, Jim?
This guy's so good, and I don't play favorites, but right now, Conor McGregor is my favorite athlete because I've never seen a guy with a rap like this. They go to UFC 205, or they're getting ready for it. It's in New York. It's the first time the UFC has been in New York in more than two decades, so you knew Conor would be feeling it. He shows up in New York, and he lets it rip.
I'm going to rap one on one shoulder. I'm going to rap the other on the other shoulder. And you're going to need a f***ing army to come take them belts off me.
He obviously has good lawyers, too, because he dropped that F-bomb. No, what he was talking about, a reporter said to him, if you have the two belts, what are you going to do? He said, I'm going to put that one on one shoulder, one on the other shoulder, and it's going to take an effing army to get him off me. And he was only getting started. You guys might be wondering, who's he going to fight? A dude named Eddie Alvarez. Eddie Alvarez is a champ. He's dangerous, but Conor took him apart and actually cracked him for his negotiating skills.
This is the lottery fight, and this man took it on his last contract. Imagine getting the biggest fight in the history of the game and saying, shut your mouth, kid. You're getting paid, but you got your last fight, and you're lucky you're even getting that.
I was going to negotiate the money. Because this guy's easy. It's easy money.
Listen to Conor.
Wow.
He's laughing in his cat's face. He's laughing in his face and clowning him because he does not know how to negotiate. He all but called the guy dumb, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
So, look, Conor McGregor is the best hype man in the sport right now, in any sport right now. He's so entertaining. Of course, we want to see him, but I'm just so confused because I thought all along Dana has been saying he wanted Conor to get back to fighting in his own division, and this just doesn't seem like it's fair to Jose Aldo. And, I mean, is Conor running the UFC now, Jim?
Pretty much.
Can he do whatever he wants and fight whatever belt he wants?
Why does anybody do anything? Because they can. And this guy can do whatever the hell he wants. And Jose Aldo is now bent saying, hey, for anybody else, I would have to either defend that belt or vacate that belt, and he's not doing either. And my response to Jose is, right. Did you just wake up from getting knocked out from Conor? Exactly, Jose. It is Conor's world. And, guys, don't forget it, because if you do, he'll let you know.
Look at everybody up here. They're all dressed like me. They're all trying to talk like me. They're all trying to be me. Everyone in the game wants this fight.
That's Conor McGregor. Does it sound like he's calling the shots? He is. Yeah, he absolutely is. I love this guy.
It's hard to argue with something that works as well as it works for Conor McGregor, that's for sure. All right, great stuff as always, and there's so much more for 3 full hours from 9 till noon at jimrome.com. And don't forget, the podcast is a roundup of the best of the Jim Rome show for the day. You can get that at the same website and play.it and iTunes as well. Jim, you're the best, man. Thanks so much for coming on the Kevin
Legend.
Show.
Legend. See you next week. Thank you.
The great Jimmy Kimmel joins us in about 50 minutes or so here on K-Rock. First, though, we want to give away $1,000. You know, K-Rock doesn't have that kind of money. But Masterminds Movie does, and they gave it to us to give to you. This is a great-looking film that comes out everywhere tomorrow, starring Zach Galifianakis and Kristen Wiig and Owen Wilson. A night guard at an armored car company in the South organizes one of the biggest bank heists in American history. It looks so funny, and it's a true story.
Yeah.
These people just stumbled their way through this huge bank heist.
And got away with $17 million.
I'm not sure they got away. I haven't seen the movie yet.
I'm going to look at this as a how-to. That's how I'm looking at it.
I like it.
Masterminds is in theaters everywhere tomorrow. It looks so great. Let's give away $1,000 right now. Hit it, Steve.
So you won $1,000. Come on, be a big baller. So sing for us and you will see that you might become wealthy. This is Fan Songs doing money. This is Fan Songs doing money. This is Fan Songs doing money.
All right, Kevin, what do we mean by fan songs?
The fans have to come up with songs.
Go on.
What do you mean?
We're giving away $1,000 cash. So the song or rap or whatever it is, whatever talent you have, has to be about you need this money. For what reason?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's it.
All right. The lines are stacked at 1-800-520-1067. Who's up first?
First is Ryan in Orange. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Thank you. You know what we're doing?
This is Fan Songs doing money.
Fan songs to win money.
All right, you ready?
What do you got for us?
All right. This is in the form of Kayzonde's Chocolate Rain.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
I like it.
Gonna make it rain. Spend it all on hookers and cocaine. Make it rain. Buy a monkey and a private plane. Make it rain. A diamond grill and fountains of champagne. Make it rain. Go see Masterminds this Friday.
Wow, look at that.
I think it's over.
Man.
Give it to Ryan.
I mean, he's overestimated what $1,000 will give you, but
that is going to be tough to beat, though, Ryan. You hang on. We'll get back to you. Let's try Bryce in Studio City up next. Please, line two.
Hey, Bryce.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Thank you. What are you going to do for us?
I'm going to sing a song in the Oompa Loompa song from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
All right. Here's All right. Bryce.
Kevin and Bean and Ally McKay, Ralph Garman beer mug and Chip Bay. You want to know what I do with that cash? I'd go and get drunk right off my... I'm a teacher and a bartender, too. Between my two jobs, my free time is really mute. So if you help me imbibe, please, the cash would help me pay those fees. I take shots until my pants fall off.
Okay. Okay. I think you're an entire opera.
I feel, wow.
I feel like, Bryce, you end with, I take shots till my pants fall off.
That was great.
I did.
Oh, no, I all right. Okay.
That was very, very good. Wow.
Wow, those are great.
This now, might need to be a drawing, you guys.
Now we've got ourselves a horse race, you guys. Ones. Yeah. All right. Let's go down to Simi Valley, please. Give me some Kathy on line four.
Hey, Kathy.
Hi. Hello, K-Rock. Hello, Kevin. Hi, Dean.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Kathy. You okay? Wow. Well, you're really celebrating National Coffee Day in style.
Oh, I'm good. I just had to really quick write a song. So.
Okay.
All right, ready to rock and roll.
All right.
$1,000 courtesy of Masterminds, the movie in theaters everywhere Friday. It's a bank heist film, but you get the money if you win. What's your song going to be about?
Doing Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer to my story.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Okay. Kathy works two jobs a day. Gina goes to college all day. She's down on her luck. It's so tough. We got to hold on to what we got. It doesn't make a difference if we make it or not. I'll give it a shot. Oh, we're halfway there. Oh, living on a prayer. K-Rock, you Kathy and Brad, okay. And we'll make okay. it, right. I swear.
Okay.
Living
right. okay.
on
okay.
a prayer.
All right, thank you, Kathy. All appreciate, right. appreciate that so much. Right,
thank you. You hold on.
Used a lot of Bon Jovi's actual words there. All right, we got time for a couple more. Let's try, give me some Joe in Anaheim. He's on line five, please.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going well. We're doing... This is Fan Songs to Win Money. Fan Songs to Win Money. What are you going to do?
I'm going to do a parody of Eminem, Lose Yourself.
Lose Yourself.
Oh, okay.
All right, Eminem.
All right, Joe. All right. I don't know if I could compare to these guys. They went before me.
Well, give it your best.
And right. by the way, maybe don't mock the other contestants until we see how you do.
Oh, no. I'm complimenting them.
Okay.
But here we go. Wallet's weak, kids are heavy. There's no table on the food already. Oh, I forgot that. I'm forgetting to cook it, but I'm nervous. On the surface, I'm looking calm and ready, but paid. But here I am singing on the radio today. You got to lose yourself on the Kevin Bean Show because only they know how you're going to pay the bills. You got to drive your truck while you try to make that $1,000. Man, I got to pay the bills. Give me some money. I got kids to feed.
Okay. All right. Well, it got sad at the end.
That really turned into a bummer.
It really kind of did. I thought we were having fun.
We were all having fun right till then.
All right. We're out of time. Are we doing a drawing, or do you guys have a clear favorite that you want to pick here?
I mean, for me, it's between Ryan with Chocolate Rain and Bryce with Pure Imagination.
Yeah. Should we do a drawing between those two?
Let's do that. Okay. I think those were definitely the two best. So one of you, it'll just be 50-50. One of you is going to win the $1,000 again. Go see Masterminds in theaters everywhere tomorrow with the great Zach Galifianakis, Kristen Wiig, Owen Wilson, and more. Miss Ellen McKay, who's our winner, please?
The winner is Ryan.
Ryan! Congratulations, yeah. Ryan!
Woo!
You win the money. Thanks for playing the game.
This is Fan Songs to Win Money. And Bean on K-Rock.
Sure not what I thought that was. Sure didn't think that's what that was.
Are you just playing all the audio at once? What's happening?
I hit the wrong
just
button. This is the
pick
button.
A sound bite and go with it.
Okay, this is the one.
Jimmy Kimmel, host of Jimmy Kimmel Live, weeknights, 11:35 on ABC. Nothing's changed, Jimmy.
That's what makes me so happy is that, you know, so many things change, and yet certain things don't, and you can really rely on them. Like Kevin pressing the wrong button.
Kevin is exactly the same as the guy you got away from all those years ago, Jimmy.
How is it at the beginning the decision was made that Kevin would be the one who presses the button?
I don't think anyone has ever asked that question.
Well, that definitely set us off in the wrong direction, though.
But at least we've stuck with it. So we've got that going for us, which is nice.
How's it going?
It's going great, and I want to just say, because I was off, I was on vacation the last time you were on ahead of the Emmys, but what a magnificent job you did as the host, Mr. Kimmel.
Oh, thank you.
You were great.
And look, it's not just us saying this. You saw, I'm sure you read your reviews. I mean, you just got A's and A pluses across the board. Did you feel great about it at the end of the night? Did you know you had done as well as it turned out?
I did feel good about it. Really, the whole thing I was building toward was announcing that Bill Cosby was coming out.
My favorite moment.
Killed in my house.
That was my favorite moment. You said, ladies and gentlemen, four-time Emmy winner, Dr. Bill Cosby. And nothing. And I was like, I put my hands up in victory, like, yes!
I had the same feeling you have when you're, like, hiding under the bed and waiting for somebody to come in and scare them. I was so excited about it that I really didn't think about anything else leading up to that. I think that took some of the pressure off.
Was it way awkward in the room?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay, good. That's what I thought.
Oh, yes. It was quite awkward.
Were you looking into the crowd at anyone in particular's face?
Yeah, I was just scanning. You know, I couldn't really see because I was hiding backstage because I didn't want everybody to see that it was me. But I was peeking out and just really, like, looking at the front row where Amy Poehler and Tina Fey and Kerry Washington and Amy Schumer were.
That was so great.
They were horrified.
It's great because you're just used to clapping, and you don't, you know, and then all of a sudden you hear the words Bill Cosby, and it's like, oh, what the hell am I supposed to do? I might be on TV right now.
Now, Jimmy, I did read one of the post-Emmy interviews with your wife and other members of your staff where they talked about how you were all in on doing that hilarious bit with Matt Damon where he comes out and mocks you after you lost. What was the backup plan if you had won that Emmy?
There was a backup plan. If we had won, which we knew wasn't going to happen, but if we had won, the backup plan was for him to snatch the Emmy from me and run.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
He was so funny, and I heard that you guys, like, hadn't really rehearsed that much. A lot of it was kind of on the fly, on the stage that night, right?
I didn't even know he was coming. That was...
I wish that was true.
He ruined the night for me.
That man, Jimmy, he has no business being that funny.
It's
he
annoying.
Really doesn't.
It is annoying how funny he is.
Did I call? I didn't call in today to compliment Matt Damon.
Okay. All right,
that's true. I forgot. Okay,
but he was great. That's all.
We forgot the bit. Sorry, Jim.
He's right.
All right, let's talk about your thing that's coming up this weekend.
Hello, Kevin and Big. This is Matt Damon.
Jimmy Kimmel Live yard sale is happening. You're having a yard sale. Now, this is going to be right across from Hollywood High School's athletic field to 6901 Hawthorne Avenue. You can also bid on eBay if you're not local. But doors open at 8, close at 4 o'clock. All day long, the Jimmy Kimmel Live yard sale is happening. Yeah. I don't think I've ever heard of a late-night TV show doing something like this. What's it all about, Jimmy?
Well, you know, we've been on for 14 years now, and we have so much weird stuff. And we've reached the point where if there was a fire, we would just perish because there's no way to get through the halls or the stairways. And
is it good stuff?
It's good. It's very unusual. There's a lot of great just regular stuff.
You okay.
know, I get a lot of stuff sent to me at the show that I have no use for. So
right.
I'm just bringing it all to the yard sale and selling it. I'm actually bringing a lot of stuff from my house, too. But we have these weird things. Like, every year we do these crazy Halloween costumes. And so, like, one year we do this half-and-half thing where it's a George Lopez dispenser. And there's this giant foam George Lopez head attached to a Pez dispenser that, you know, other than dropping it on George's lawn, I don't know what we're going to do with it. And so that made me think we should have, because somebody will want this.
Yeah.
And Halloween is coming up, and, you know, people want these great things for their costumes and their parties and whatever. So we're selling it all. And one of the great things we have, and we have this on our eBay page, is when we went to Austin, we made these huge, awesome neon signs. And these things, you know, I buy this kind of stuff. These things cost many thousands of dollars, and, you know, there's some of them are like $200 right now on eBay. There's one big one that says beer and another one that says bar, and it's really, really great stuff.
Yeah, I remember that set you had when you guys were in Austin. So these are just all the props that you had to make and had to use because you had a bit that night on TV, and then there's no real way for you to use a lot of that stuff again. It's just an opportunity for fans to get it, fans of those artists or fans of your show or whatever.
Yeah.
And who's the money going to, Jimmy?
Fans of beer. All the money goes to my friend's place. We set up this thing called the Uncle Frank Helping Hand Foundation for my Uncle Frank, who used to like to pass out money. My Uncle Frank at the beginning of the week, he'd go to the ATM and he'd get $200, and then at the end of the week, whatever he had left over, which was usually most of it, he'd just hand out to people who seemed like they needed it. In fact, once...
Jimmy used to tell us about his uncle all the time, and it was hard to imagine that anybody was actually that nice and kind mm-hmm. and good, and then we had him in the studio and we could have talked to him all day.
Oh, he was something. He was on the train, and he told me the story. He didn't even realize how funny it was. There was a man in a wheelchair came onto the train, and the guy had a cup in his hand, and my Uncle Frank took $10 and put it in his cup and then realized that he just put money in the guy's coffee, and the guy wasn't a beggar. But
my friend
Uncle Frank was, and we have all this stuff, and there's a lot of great stuff, and it's not just props, it's also clothing and costumes.
I saw the Jimmy Kimmel pinata, which is scary as hell.
Yeah, we had that made in Austin, Texas. There's a Guillermo pinata. There's a lot of great stuff.
Is there anything Aunt Chippy related?
We're selling her eyelashes.
Oh,
I'm
in.
Be used as bats for Halloween decorations.
You tortured her again last night. Why does she agree to keep doing bits on your show, Jimmy?
We pay her.
Okay, all right. Fair enough. Fair enough.
She, you know what? She also somehow we managed to we space them out like once every month and a half, so that we managed to kind of lull her into a sense of security. And
how can that be after this many years?
I don't really know. I think when you're that, you have so many highs as far as rage and emotion go. You know, she's a pretty crazy person. You also have lows where you have to balance it out, where you believe that people are
decent.
Yeah.
Her own nephew. All right, let me give out the details again. The Jimmy Kimmel Live yard sale benefits My Friend's Place, which is a nonprofit resource center in Hollywood that helps homeless youth. That's in honor of the late, great Uncle Frank's Helping Hand Foundation. It's going to be happening this Saturday from 8 till 4. If you want to go in person and see the stuff, it's right across from the Hollywood High School Athletic Field at 6901 Hawthorne Avenue. Or you can just go on eBay and just hashtag Jimmy Kimmel Live to check out all the good stuff.
Yeah, some of the things are on eBay, and most of the things will be out in the parking lot. And don't be one of those maniacs. It starts at 8 o'clock. If you show up at 6 o'clock, I'll shoot you with a paintball gun.
Okay. That sounds fair. I like that.
That sounds fair.
What if they try to haggle on the money like you do at a yard sale?
I think that's to be expected. That's okay. But, you know, any haggling, you should keep in mind that this is for...
It's for charity.
Yeah, exactly.
Shoot them with the paintball gun.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right. Once we got past Kevin's intro, how do you think the rest of the interview went, Jim?
I give it a solid 8.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks for coming on, man.
Take care.
Bye now. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 8:53.
What if Harvey Danger were my favorite band? Would that be acceptable?
Well, here's what I'm saying.
I like them a lot.
Right, here's what I'm saying. Good band.
Okay.
No problem. Like them as much as you want, except maybe not number one.
Maybe not the best band of all time.
Maybe not your favorite.
Oh, are there still the Beatles? Is that what you're asking?
I'm saying there are other bands.
Okay. Hey, yesterday on the program, we had a fascinating discussion with a bunch of listeners who have home remedies that they swear by that work for them. We have the opportunity now to talk to Dr. Drew in about 10 minutes or so and run those home remedies by him and see if it makes sense to him that they do work. Are they medically sound or are they just wives' tales? I guess this is kind of a follow-up to the conversation we had yesterday. But, hey, we know a doctor, so why not try, right?
Yeah. I call it homemade chloroform.
That was said yesterday.
Really?
Yes.
I have a lot of use for that.
Yeah, I know you do.
More. So, Dr. Drew, after the top of the hour, like we do, first, though, Allie's in for Ralph with the Showbiz Beat on a Thursday morning. What's going on?
Producer Christine handed me an article that just came out on The Hollywood Reporter. And it is fascinating. You know, those big fan conventions, it used to be somewhat just has-beens that used to go to these. They charge, you know, like $5 for a picture, that type of thing.
Right.
You walk by, they're just sitting there all alone. Very sad. Well, that has completely changed now. Stars can take home hundreds of thousands of dollars in exchange for just a little bit of time. Here are some of the numbers in this article. $500,000 for Captain America's Chris Evans or The Walking Dead favorite Norman Reedus just to appear.
Wait, hold on a second. You're talking about like for a weekend convention,
yes.
They can bring down $500,000?
Yes. It is so lucrative that
wow.
This is something that I had no idea this happened, but Arrow star Stephen Amell became so enamored with the festival business, he started his own talent agency, WFA Entertainment, to help other actors navigate through that space.
No kidding.
Which then, of course, irked off a bunch of traditional agents because he's now competing with them on that front. One source deeply involved in the convention circuit estimates that Amell can walk away with $250,000 a weekend, which is more than he possibly makes per episode of Arrow.
Wow.
Amell is denying that figure, but come on.
It's so interesting, Allie, the way you brought that up, because you're right. It used to be a guy from a show in the 80s was getting paid $25 an autograph.
Yeah.
That's what these conventions used to be.
Isaac from the Love Boat, and he's pointing at people in a picture.
Right. Now it's huge names and big business.
It's amazing.
Huh. You know, I wondered, and now it makes so much more sense, because I look at a guy like William Shatner, and I go, why does he do so many of these?
Yeah.
Why is he out there all the time? He can't need the money. Well, nobody walks away from this kind of money.
Yeah, and you know who goes to a lot of them from The Walking Dead? You've got Cudlitz, and you've got Norman Reedus.
Right.
And then when I saw these numbers, the most sought-after stars include Norman Reedus. One convention owner says he could easily command $200,000 guaranteed.
Wow.
And then pocket upwards of $500,000 a weekend. Andrew Lincoln, who plays Rick Grimes on The Walking Dead, who I found out in this article, donates his proceeds to charity.
Wow.
Andrew Lincoln.
Really?
Look at you. And then Star Wars great Mark Hamill and anyone who plays or played Doctor Who. They make the most money. How crazy is that?
That's a surprise.
I had no idea it was that much.
And then in case that's not enough, many stars are contacted independently by autograph dealers looking to arrange meetups outside of the events, and they can score anywhere from $6,000 to $250,000 to sign a few hundred items that then wind up on eBay.
What? Wow. So there's a party, they get paid, and then there's an after party, they get paid again.
That's what I'm saying. Isn't that incredible?
Well, yeah, that is crazy.
It is. It's worth a read. It's in this morning's Hollywood Reporter. So thank you, producer Christine, for handing that to me. That's fascinating. All right, something that I'm interested in. Variety is reporting that Mindy Kaling is writing a movie, and she's currently looking for a studio to produce it. It's her and Emma Thompson starring in a new movie about a veteran late-night talk show host, played by Emma Thompson, who hires her first female writer, played by Mindy. And the resulting effect is said to be a combination of The Devil Wears Prada and Broadcast News. I'm down for that.
That sounds good.
That sounds
absolutely
good.
And if
I like both those people.
Absolutely. And Mindy is not busy enough, because right now she's currently working on the Ocean's 11 reboot, which is Ocean's 8, starring Sandra Bullock and Kate Blanchett. I just called her Clate.
You did.
That's going to confuse a lot of people that Ocean's 11 was followed by Ocean's 12, Ocean's 13, and now Ocean's 8.
Because the numbers are hard.
Yeah, I think people will be all right.
They'll get it. Bean, did you hear about a possible new David Bowie release?
I did.
Of course you did. For anyone that isn't Bean, a 2-CD singles collection called Legacy Bowie is coming out November the 11th. It's 40 tracks altogether with single mixes, radio edits, and other stuff, including a previously unheard mix of Life on Mars.
Huh.
I'm into it.
All right.
Something else? Disney putting together a new live-action version of The Lion King with Jon Favreau as the director.
Jon Favreau is in.
Right?
I'm in. He's
I
great.
Love The Lion King. I love him. How could it not be great? All right. All of these stars born today, September 29th, in whatever year.
We're not saying anymore.
No. Ian McShane, though, is 74. Comedian Andrew Dice Clay, 59. Actor Zachary Levi is 36. Warriors forward. You said it sounds weird.
It does sound weird.
Warriors forward.
You hear Kevin Durant, you think OKC, you know?
Nope.
Kevin Durant, he is turning 28. And singer Halsey, a young 22 years old today. I'm Allie McKay, and for Ralph Garman, walking the showbiz beat.
I always look forward to this time every week when we get National Treasure Dr. Drew Pinsky on the line. You can hear him weekday afternoons with our friend Mike Catherwood on KABC from noon until 3, and a fine selection of podcasts, including one he does every day with Adam Carolla. How are you, Doc?
My God, I've been elevated to National Treasure, Pete.
National
I'm
Treasure,
deeply honored.
I'm not positive.
Seems to be an easy mark to hit these days.
Have we agreed on National Treasure?
Yes.
Okay.
Allie, you got my back, Doc.
Completely.
Goddamn National Treasure, isn't it?
100%.
All right, Kevin, I was not here yesterday, but you had a great conversation with listeners about something I think that will be of great interest to Dr. Drew.
Well, we brought up home remedies because there was an article saying, and I'm sure you saw this, Dr. Drew, that if you ride a roller coaster, it can help you pass kidney stones.
Yes, right. I mean, back in the day, before we had more advanced kinds of procedures to, you know, crush the stones with ultrasound and things like that, yeah, they would use mechanical means to try to break them loose, bring them down, and why not? They get sort of hung up in the calyces of the kidney, and a big jolt might knock one of them down. It wouldn't feel very good, but it might. I don't know why that made national headlines, but okay.
It was released a couple of days ago. A new report was released a couple of days ago saying that.
I saw it. I just don't know why it was such a big deal. But anyway, yes, the mechanical jolt can do that. But now I can imagine where your guys' imagination
went. Well, no. So we took calls on home remedies of things that have worked, and we want to run some of them by you.
Oh, this should be fun. And let's be very clear. I've not been exposed to any of these yet. So let's have at it.
Right. And I'm gonna play the actual calls that we took. This next one is also for kidney stones. Kidney stones. Yes. You have one for that too as well?
My urologist said to add lemon juice to my water, and I've been doing that for about 8 years and had no problems, whereas before I passed about 8 or 9 kidney stones.
Oh, man. All right, so
his was preventive then, not how to get rid of a kidney stone, but how to stop from developing. And does lemon juice make sense to you, doctor?
It does make sense. The citric acid makes some sense. Avoiding oxalates is important. I mean, that's not a home remedy. That's an actual fact. And then volume, fluids. So maybe it's just that he's focusing on drinking a lot of fluid. So, yes, I'll sign off on that
one. All right. Here's another one for kidney stones.
My friend's grandma's recipe for kidney stones was to drink a half a cup of olive oil with a half a cup of Coke.
All right. What about that one?
No. In fact, that one.
Half a cup of olive oil.
You know, Catherine and I used to do Mexican myths, and the Mexican-American community can particularly come up with some very, very, I can't wait to hear what kind of interesting myths. So in this particular case, this is exactly the opposite of what you want to do, because the Coca-Cola, I'm sure, I suspect she means Coca-Cola, not cocaine.
She said Coca-Cola.
That has oxalate in it. You want to avoid that.
Okay, so that's
a no, says Dr. Trey.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, this one is for toothache. If you have a toothache.
Coconut oil for toothache.
Coconut oil. She puts coconut oil right on the tooth.
Then that's not going to be much for a toothache, but people do this sort of mouthwash with coconut oil that they swear sort of helps the bacterial makeup of what's going on. You know, Catherwood, again, does that too. Michael, my partner on KBC, he uses coconut oil and he swears by it, but it's not going to do anything for an infected tooth. No, so that's a no.
Okay, that's a no.
That is a no. I would be very concerned about the many ways that Catherwood has found to use coconut oil, by the way.
They've all been used. Okay. It's been discussed on the radio. Number one. And number two, I'm impressed that your listeners are coming up with bizarre things. This is actually sort of impressive that it's approaching useful information.
How dare you, Dr. Drew?
No.
Our listeners are dead on.
You know, they're close to dead on. And usually when people propose home remedies to me, it's like you take mayonnaise and you put with some turpentine. And,
we'll get there.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
Not this one, though. This one is for water in your ear.
When you have your ear plugged or water in your ear, whatever they call it,
mm-hmm.
What they taught me was you form newspaper. It's like in a funnel, a real tight funnel, and you cut the edge. So it could be like a nice circle at the end, and then you light it on. You stick it in your ear, and you light it on fire at the end.
All right.
Okay. No, that's a no. You that stick is a no.
What? The newspaper
first of all,
in a funnel.
Oh my God! Then you light your hair on fire.
Right.
So this what one of my grave concerns about not just home remedies, but even people using over the counter kinds of supplements and things, is you don't diagnose yourself. A feeling of like your ear being plugged, like somebody has you have your finger in your ear. That can be 100 different things. You need that properly diagnosed. And if it is wax, which is this business with the wicks and stuff, it turns out that doesn't do much even for wax. So no, that's a big.
I was just thinking when he talked about water in the ear, and then I thought fire. I thought maybe he was just trying to evaporate. It's just like trying to heat it up so that it would just evaporate. It doesn't work like that.
I don't know. When it means the ear feels occluded. So.
Okay. All right. What else you got, Kevin?
All right. Next is for cough, and I find this one just hilarious. And if it's true, I will not be able to believe it.
Mix on your feet, covered in socks, when you have a cough and you're up at night hacking, it stops the
off.
All right, so you put Vicks VapoRub on your feet, and then you put socks on your feet, and then you leave that all night and you won't cough.
This is more what I was anticipating. No, okay. That's a no. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm gonna try it.
Kevin, did you get
the
call?
Go ahead, Allie. Enjoy.
Dr. Drew made reference to the Mexican myth. Did you get the call again this year that we got years ago from a couple of different people who said that if you have a sty in your eye, you need to watch a dog poop?
No.
Did you get that one?
No, it's the other way. It's the other way around.
Oh, how is it? How does it go, Doc?
If you look at a dog who's pooing, you'll get a sty in your eye.
That's what it was.
What the hell are you two people talking about? I thought I had all the weird stuff
That's
here.
That's amazing.
All right, Doc.
And medically, that makes a lot of sense, right, Doc?
Scientifically, I can explain it easily.
All right.
Yeah.
Here's another one. Here's a cut.
Donkey fat for any type of cut.
Now, the guy said donkey fat. If you can find some donkey fat and put it on a cut, and he said that they have jars of it, they always bring it back from Mexico.
It seems to me by the time you find the donkey fat, your cut will be healed, so good times. No, that's a no.
That's a no.
That is also a no, all right? And no fun for the donkey either.
Right. All right, so sore throat and coughing?
I have, like, asthma, and I'm always losing my voice. It's so weird. I got gargle tequila shots.
Gargle tequila shots.
Oh, my God.
That's a yes, right?
And I assume she swallows it afterwards.
Because I gargle vodka when I have a sore throat, and it helps.
Kevin.
Dr. Drew?
It helps because you're drinking a bunch of vodka afterwards.
I didn't say I swallowed it, Dr. Drew.
Of course you do.
You're not
I'm not going to sign off on that one.
That's also a no.
What if you...
Okay, might make you feel a little better.
What if you gargle but don't swallow?
Still no.
Okay,
one
final one, and this scares me more than most. This girl called with a home remedy for migraines.
I suffer from really bad migraines, so instead of like taking Excedrin or anything, my dad taught me when I was younger, you get a washcloth, you make it damp with cold water, and then pour like rubbing alcohol on it. And then you just lay down and put it on your head, and it, like, knocks you out. It's like homemade chloroform is what I call it.
Okay. All right, doctor. What do you think?
Homemade chloroform?
I thought I was homemade chloroform. That's what you guys accused me of being.
She said homemade chloroform. She would literally, and we asked her some follow-up questions, she would pass out.
Oh, my God.
That I think is incidental to the headache and not the alcohol over her face.
She said she woke up without the headache.
Off on it.
And without her pants.
Listen, I'll sign off. Oh my God.
I hate it.
Honest Cosby. But I will sign off. Well, I'll sign off on it because lying quietly in a dark room with a towel over your head, that's not a bad thing for a headache. The alcohol
soaked in rubbing alcohol.
Whatever. I don't think that actually evaporates quickly and might add to the cool feeling. So okay, I'm signed off on that one.
Chloroform is what I call it.
Homemade chloroform. Dr. Drew is down with.
Somehow that's going to be a headline in the National Enquirer. Is Dr. Drew recommends homemade chloroform. Going to be in trouble. All right, go to drdrew.com for all the upcoming live appearances. Also, the Dr. Drew podcast, including the daily one with Adam Carolla. Look for him with Mike Catherwood this afternoon again from noon till 3 on KABC. Doc, good talk. Thanks for jumping on.
Thank you, guys.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:39.
Just ahead of our final look at the showbiz beat here with Allie McKay, we have another giveaway. A pair of tickets to the Long Beach Beer and Wine Festival that's happening in downtown Long Beach this Saturday. This is a great deal, by the way. If you call right now, 1-800-520-1067, caller 20 wins a pair of tickets to the Beer and Wine Festival Saturday. You get unlimited 3-ounce beer and wine tastings. Now, I know what you're thinking. 3 ounces is pretty little, but the word unlimited is attached to those 3 ounces.
Yeah.
That could be a day, couldn't it?
Right.
Sure could.
A day and a night.
You get 10 food tastings, a souvenir tasting glass, as well as a full lineup of live local bands. It's going to be a great event in Long Beach, downtownlongbeach.org for the details. 21 and up, call right now, 1-800-520-1067, caller 20. All right, Allie, it's all yours.
First, let me throw it over to Chip. She's got something for you to do tonight for very little money.
Thank you, Allie. You have $5?
I've got $5.
You want to see a show?
Sure.
All right, my band is playing tonight at the Doll Hut in Anaheim, Wilhung Heart, our last show of the year, because we're starting to pack it in and write a new album for next year. So it's our last show of the year. Three other bands with us, our friends Some Kind of Nightmare, The Hodge, and Tyrannus. Starts at 9. Boom. $5.
$5.
$5.
$5?
$5.
Just $5.
Just $5.
And the Doll Hut is a strip club, so they're going to do it naked. So.
Chip naked tonight. $5 at the Doll Hut.
$6.50.
Oh, went up to $6.50.
No, it just went up.
That's a real sad, Chip. Went up at $1.50 to see
naked. I got to be realistic.
That's all.
Okay. Alrighty. Hey, you guys, did you know that it is National Coffee Day and some great deals to be had?
I heard that from a lady on the radio today.
It's true. Krispy Kreme seems to be your best bet. They're offering a free cup of coffee and a glazed donut to anyone that shows up.
All right.
Dunkin' Donuts following that up. They are celebrating their 66th birthday, so they will be selling medium-sized coffee cups of coffee for 66 cents. That's not bad. Starbucks is not going to give you any coffee, but they will donate a coffee tree for every cup brewed of Mexico Chiapas cup of coffee in the U.S. or Mexico. I'm going to start that.
No, that's not confusing.
It didn't sound right.
Okay, so
Starbucks will donate a coffee tree for every cup of brewed Mexico Chiapas cup of coffee in the U.S. or Mexico. I just read that word for word. That's... It still doesn't make sense.
Huh. Yeah. What I like about Starbucks coffees, I like the vanilla burst.
He said that better than me. You are right.
It made more sense.
But something I found fascinating, these are four times that you should never, ever drink coffee. And I do three of the four.
Four times you should
never
drink coffee.
Ever.
All I would think is before bed because of caffeine.
Not even on the list.
Wow, really?
Yeah, this is insane.
Okay.
When it's way too hot. Sucking down anything that's over 149 degrees can increase your risk of esophageal cancer. So let that mug sit on the counter for a few minutes before indulging. I'm taking that first sip.
Okay.
I'm just doing it.
Right.
Number two, if you're prone to anxiety, registered dietitian Allie Miller says caffeine can release the stress hormone cortisol, triggering a fight or flight response and can exacerbate anxious feelings. Didn't know that.
Okay.
Here's where the you lost me here. When you're seriously starved for sleep. New research shows that no amount of caffeine can overcome the decline in cognitive performance when you get less sleep. If I'm tired, I am drinking coffee.
Yeah, same, and I don't like coffee.
That's insane. I don't like you right now.
So they're saying that the caffeine won't allow you to be a little bit sharper for two.
Instead, treat your body to a 20-minute nap to improve alertness. So,
you have the coffee is because you can't take a nap.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
We're all in agreement, except this is a dumb list.
That's dumb. Number four.
We should blame the messenger in this case, right?
Correct.
Stop. Four times when you should never drink coffee. When you drink a cup at the crack of dawn. What? You get a natural energy boost first thing in the morning, so it's best to indulge between 10 a.m. and noon when cortisol levels start to dip. Worstless ever?
Yeah, worstless ever.
Worstless ever. Did not like it one bit.
It doesn't sound awesome.
No, it does not. So the season premiere coming up this Saturday of SNL with Margot Robbie and The Weeknd. That is going to be a big deal, not only because it's the brand new cast that they've got, but Alec Baldwin will now be playing Donald Trump. Yeah.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
I don't think
Donald Trump will approve this message, by the way.
At all.
I don't think he's going to like it.
You couldn't find someone further on the political spectrum than Alec Baldwin. But he has hosted SNL 16 times and done a ton of cameo appearances, so this is nothing new for him. But him going up against Kate McKinnon, who does probably the best Hillary Clinton out there, is going to be amazing to see.
And The Weeknd has released two new songs now. One with Daft Punk, and he released another one today.
Wow.
So maybe he'll be doing those.
I don't care about that, but I'm glad he cut his hair.
Okay.
Oh, did he? He doesn't have that tree thing?
Nope. Got rid of the tree. Chop the tree down. And Starbucks donated some money to the Brazilians. I didn't follow.
Well said. But we also now know that the following week, October 8th, they will have Hamilton fame, Lin-Manuel Miranda, and 21 Pilots.
All right.
So that's good right there. We like it. Yesterday, we showed you the video of Katy Perry that she did for Funny or Die. She was naked, saying she wanted to get out the vote. She likes to vote butt naked. It was quite the sensation. And yesterday, Madonna decided to follow it up. She posted on Instagram a picture which promised, quote, "I'm voting naked with Katy Perry. Vote for Hillary. She's the best we got. Nude voting series number one." So are we possibly going to be treated, in quotes, to Madonna getting more and more naked throughout the process?
Can we be treated with other pictures of other people?
You don't want to see Madonna naked.
Thank God.
She works out. She's looking good. Madonna.
She sort of got that beef jerky look.
Oh,
you know?
Snap.
No one with me, Bean?
I don't think we need to see Madonna naked. God bless her for wanting to get the vote out there, but I think it's fine if you just leave it to Katy Perry.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, Kevin's favorite thing is coming back in a new form. You're a big fan of crumping, right?
Well, you know, I'm King Crump.
King Crump. You love popping,
sure.
Locking.
Sure.
Hip-hop.
Dance or Die, that's me.
Dance or Die, you've said that for years.
Right.
Well, this is a new show. Jennifer Lopez has signed up to judge the new NBC reality competition World of Dance, and she'll also be producing. And Variety says it's going to include solo artists, and they're going to compete against duos and crews in all genres of dance. Like we said, Kevin, the King of Crump.
Sure.
Popping, locking. But also ballet, breakdancing, ballroom, clogging, stomping, and more. So if you're a crumper going up against a clogger, who's winning?
Well, I think the clogger automatically loses to any dance.
To any dance,
I
really?
Think so.
Even ballet?
That's a dead heat.
Yeah, I thought it might be for you. Good stuff. Hey, you guys, let's celebrate some birthdays. Actor Ian McShane is 74 today.
He was so great on Ray Donovan this season, wasn't he?
So good.
Great character.
So creepy. A lot of weird stuff went down on Ray Donovan. comedian Andrew Dice Clay, 59. Comedian Russell Peters, 46. Actor Zachary Levi is 36. And Warriors forward. Kevin Durant is 28. I'm Allie McKay, in for Ralph Garman, walking the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Allie. The SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. You know how that helps you? 5 p.m. today on K-Rock, an hour of commercial-free music. How about that? Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. One of our favorite comedians, Eliza Schlesinger, will join us. We've got RJ Bell from Las Vegas with his NFL Week 4 picks. We've got the movie beat. We've got Maren Dungy. And we've got another free $1,000 tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean show.